Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of April 21st, 2008. This is Mike, along with my brother AJ.
Hello.
And we also have our first ever special guest, Mark Salmela. I already forgot how to say it, Mark.
Don't worry about it.
It's just Mark. I knew that. I spent like 5 minutes like, how do I get that? Okay. But, Mark, how does it feel to be on the show?
Overwhelming, let me tell you what.
You sound
ill-prepared, but let's go for it.
Yeah, you sound very enthusiastic.
We're off to a great start.
Yeah, this is fun.
But we're going to do a normal show here, all things considered. We're going to start with news. I see we have NPD numbers. Did these just come out?
No, they come out in the middle of the week.
I used to always... Oh, I didn't have internet on Thursday. That explains it.
There you go.
I didn't know we had NPDs.
Yeah.
This is so exciting. So we're going to talk about news. We have other interesting news.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of stuff.
Oh goody. Then we're going to go into the best ever. And Mark, I'm going to be drilling you on the best ever.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's going to be like real quick. Like, what's your favorite Zelda ever? What's your favorite Mario ever? What's your favorite system ever? Like that. It's going to be real snappy.
We're going to get a lot of hate mail for this one.
That's okay.
We strive on controversy, Mark.
Good, that's what I'm on.
That's good. Then we're going to go on and talk about the games we've been playing this week. Have you been playing anything interesting, Mark?
Do you want to get into that right now, or you want to save it for later?
Nah, later. Yeah, we'll save it.
We just want to make sure we have something to talk about.
I'm sure we do. We're going to talk about downloadable game releases, the normal weekly game releases, talk about what's on 4-1. And that'll be the whole show. Do we have any mail? Right. We do?
We do. We have one.
We have the mail barrel. Well, it's from Mark.
Yeah.
Is it from me?
It is. It's the third one you sent us late last week, so we'll read that. Why not?
We'll respond to your mail with you here.
All right. I can give you feedback on that, too.
How awkward. Okay. So let's get to the news, Edge guy.
Okay. So we'll kick it off with the NPDs. To no great surprise, the Nintendo Wii won with 721,000 units sold.
Blasphemy.
Right behind it. What's that?
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
That's the cold hard facts. I can't help
it. Wait, no, I gotta say, isn't that unusually high for a month like March?
March has kind of been getting bigger in recent years.
Oh, Smash Brothers. You're right, Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, that would explain a lot. Is that the... Okay, yeah. Keep going.
So,
that's pretty much all there was.
Yeah. Well, DS sales, 698,000, which is still a ton.
That's a ton.
PSP, 297,000. 360, 262. Right behind it's the PS3 with 257.
Ouch.
And bring up the rear is PS2 with 216.
Mark, we'll let you comment first.
Actually, I don't have too much to say. The 360 beat out the PS3. I'm not too surprised. I'm expecting next month to be the same.
It's just barely, though. Just barely.
Yeah, both Microsoft and Sony said that it wasn't a big deal to them who won this month.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what were their big releases in March for both of them? Rainbow Six came out for both, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, really nothing big.
PS3 had Hot Shots Golf, and that's not really that big. Gran Turismo? No, that was this month.
That's this month.
Yeah, that was
though.
This week.
That's maybe
this
month. April will be interesting. I still can't wait to see what system GTA sells better on.
Oh, 360 all the way.
Yeah, I mean, just install base for sure, but I think it'll be more interesting to look at the percentages of that.
I think will be interesting is in Europe. I think Europe, actually the PS3, because there's a GTA 4 bundle coming out for the PS3.
That's right.
Right, but also in Europe, they just had a price drop on the 360, and the sales in Europe have more than doubled.
Well, that
should
be expected with price drops.
But I think, I'm pretty sure that was probably done in anticipation of GTA 4.
Well, maybe. But besides that, I mean, DS actually has a more healthy lead on the PlayStation Portable than we've seen lately.
Yeah.
It's more than
I'm trying to think why the DS sold so well and the PSP so relatively poorly, because, I mean, we had God of War and Crisis Core this month.
This was supposed to be a big month for the PSP, and those games sold well. They're both on the top 10. Why don't you talk about the software top 10 real quick?
Well, the software, the overwhelming leader is Smash Brothers with 2.7 million units.
Jeez.
Second place with 752,300 is Rainbow Six Vegas.
Okay,
I'm assuming this is 2.
I'm kind of surprised Rainbow Six did that
360.
Well.
360.
It's 752,300.
Jeez.
That's what I expected.
Army of Two in the 360 had 606,100.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we play with remote 409,000.
We play still up there. Mark, have you ever heard me and AJ argue about We Play before?
Yes, I have.
What's your take on it?
I'm siding with it's because of the Wiimote. That's it. People
Thank
want a
you.
Wiimote, they see a $10 game. And that's what my opinion is.
So if there was a Wiimote with Rockstar Table Tennis, that would be the number four best-selling game in March.
That, if it was only $10 more, I would agree, because that's why I bought Wii Play. Yep. I had no intention of getting it without the Wiimote.
All right. I'm outnumbered here.
Well, number five is...
AJ's enjoying this, by the way.
I am. I have a big smile on my face right now. Number five is God of War, Chains of Olympus at 340,500. Right behind it is Crisis Core, Final Fantasy VII, 301,600.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Sales.
That's kind of good.
It didn't move any hardware, seems to be the problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think a lot of people were already PSP owners were waiting for these games.
Yeah, that's very true. They had PSPs ready.
Guitar
Hero 3 on the Wii with 264,100. MLB 2K8. Yes. I don't know.
That was stereo.
Hopefully those are all fixed.
Sound.
Yeah. MLB 2K8 in the 360, 237,100. Call of Duty 4 on the 360 finally drops from number 1. It's 237,000. And then the PS3 version of Army of 2, 224,900.
All right, I got a question. I have a friend who told me that Call of Duty 4 for the 360 has sold better than Halo 3.
At this point, I wouldn't be surprised.
Really?
More people. When Major Nelson puts out his top 10 games played on live list for the last few months, Call of Duty 4 has been number 1.
That's kind of surprising. Well, I mean, maybe not now, but like 6 months ago, you know? Mm-hmm. Who would have thought?
Now, you know what?
Question.
Go ahead.
Army of Two came out on the PS3?
Yeah, it was multi-platform.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And it sold three times as well on the 360 as it did on the PS3.
Oh, I expected that. I didn't even know it came out. So much for advertising.
But I was just going back to Call of Duty 4. The only thing that's going to kill the success for them, I think, is Activision itself. Because if they rush out another Call of Duty 5 like they did with 3, they're going to start splintering their market.
And they are doing that, right?
Yeah.
That's such a stupid policy.
COD 5 by Treyarch, the guy who made COD 3 this fall.
Yeah, it's going to be awful.
Hey, they got away with it with Call of Duty 3. They made some money. You know, Call of Duty 4 came out, and it was still a giant, big hit.
I think they need to ride Call of Duty 4 as long as it'll last them, rather than rushing out something else.
I actually agree with that.
What they
need to watch out for is Guitar Hero 3. They're going to ruin that brand, putting out new games every freaking 3 months.
Oh, I agree. I said it before. Like, in terms of Rock Band, I hope they don't make a Rock Band 2.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, what would be the point?
And look at how well the DLC on Rock Band is selling. It's like every week it seems like Harmonix is announcing how much money they've made on that.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to buy a Rock Band 2 and, like, my songs don't carry over or something, like, screw that.
Yeah.
I think right now, like, on our Rock Band, we almost have as many DLC songs as normal songs.
Pretty much. I think maybe more.
Yeah. So, I mean...
My best comparison is saying that Guitar Hero is going to be the next DDR. It's going to ruin itself.
That's a really good comparison, actually.
How many DDRs have we had in the last, like, 10 years?
Who knows?
30?
We have two on the 360. Most people don't know that.
We have two on the 360? Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Universe and Universe 2.
Well, good thing for that.
I'll tell you what, DDR was it's the one rhythm game I was never really able to get into. Probably because of the amount of physical activity required.
You wanted to, you just couldn't.
I just sucked at it. I don't know why. I was good at everything else. You know, if I had to shake maracas, I was the king.
Yeah, me too.
You were Samba
DDR
de Amigo?
Was hard as hell.
Yeah. All right, well, what else we got, Asgard? All right,
so the PlayStation Store revision has gone live this week. Did you play with it, Mark?
Yes, I did.
What do you think?
I love it. It's still shaky at the moment. If you've noticed, some of the pictures on the icons don't load up, but
they take forever. Yeah.
Yeah, download speeds. I've noticed at least a 3 times faster downloading like the Lair patch, which still sucks, and Super Stardust HD, which is awesome.
I was just playing Stardust HD like a second ago with a friend on co-op.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun, but I mean, there got a point where I couldn't tell what was going on. But
oh,
it was cool.
God, yes.
The game gets crazy. But yeah,
that
I went on to
all those.
Oh, go ahead.
Geometry Wars? That happens just with Geometry Wars, Stardust HD, Everyday Shooter. I've noticed all those games, it just gets too hectic to know what the hell is going on.
That's what happens when instead of real graphics, you just have like neon shapes.
Yeah.
Things get a little trippy. But I mean, what's that?
You avoided that, though, with games like Ikaruga and Raiden. They managed to avoid that pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Ikaruga, by all means, should be like... I mean, it's crazy, but you can tell what's going on. You know you're going to die before it happens.
Yeah. On Major Nelson, they said that was the most played arcade game of the past couple weeks.
Well, that's good to know. I'm ecstatic to know that game is doing well.
Although, did you see the guy who was like... He was the top-rated Ikaruga player before... And he bought this one as, again, number one on this leaderboard, but he calls it absolute rubbish because I guess they moved some things around a little bit, and he thinks it's just junk because of that.
What'd they move around?
I don't know.
It's like A was like A shoot before, and now A is like change color?
No, it's the timing with some of these enemies appear. I don't know. He's all upset about it.
Nah, he's just a hater.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He got his number one spot back. It must be okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
What else, Edge Guy?
Well, let's move on now to Rock Band stuff. First of all, they announced with the Wii version of the game that it's going to have 5 bonus songs. Some people are speculating that they'd be maybe Nintendo songs or something. Well, it turns out they're just games that are already available DLC on the 360 and PS3. Those 5 songs are "Dirty Little Secret" by All American Rejects, "Don't Look Back in Anger" by Oasis, "Roam" by the B-52s, "Rockaway Beach" by the Ramones, and "Roxanne" by the Police. So at least they got something, I guess.
Kinda.
It's just nothing we don't have already.
I was kind of hoping they would get like awesome Nintendo songs, you know?
Yeah, but like I said, I just don't see what Nintendo songs really fit Rock Band's play style.
That's why they have to make their own,
I guess.
Well, there was that... I don't know if it was really... Oh, who was it? They made that Zelda song, like, "Link, He Goes to Town."
Oh, who did do that? System of a Down or something like that?
At least it always said it was System of a Down.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, you ever heard that?
Yeah, I love System of a Down.
You ever heard that song?
No.
Yeah, go look it up.
It's on YouTube, you could find
Probably.
I'll do that eventually.
Yeah.
Did you hear the no online mode?
Yeah, they have no... It's basically a straight up port of the PS2 version. Which had no online mode. There's no... And it also means there's no like world tour, there's no creative rocker. None of that. It's pretty much just
the cheap.
Yeah, it's just there to play it. They blame the lack of hard drive for the no DLC, which I mean makes sense. I mean these songs are about 90 megabytes each.
Yeah, but there's a big difference. Nintendo needs to open up that hard drive. Nintendo just they make me so mad sometimes.
They need to do something. I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize the storage in the Wii is the equivalent of the larger memory card for the 360. When you think about it like that, it really kind of puts it into perspective. But, you know, you just gotta take things out of the fridge and put in the new things.
Yeah, yeah. For reference, for anyone who has not bought a Wii, I filled up my Wii hard drive within a week of buying it.
Just really?
If you're wondering.
What was that, mostly VC titles?
Mostly, just because I went crazy with games like Sonic and Mario, but...
Well, yeah, but why shouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. N64 games, like 3 N64 games, like 90% of it's gone.
I know. Yeah.
Oh crap, I got 2 64 games.
Yeah,
now I'm worried.
That Wii were common to worry about.
Oh god. They won't even say for sure what the size caps on those are. They like won't talk about
it. Well, you look at something like Strong Bad's awesome game for attractive people or whatever, and that's gotta be kind of sizable, right?
Yeah, and you're gonna get 5 of those.
Can you even fit all 5 of them on there?
Probably not. You probably can't have all 5 at once.
Whatever. We'll see what they do with that.
You're forgetting the big WiiWare title, Dr. Mario.
Ooh.
That's going to be a must-buy.
I just saw a video of that. It's great because it looks just like the NES Dr. Mario, which is perfect.
Good.
They're going to get my money out of that one.
Oh, yeah.
I love that game.
As long as it has that song, it's going to be great.
All right, so another game that we'll have access to this week, finally, Metal Gear Online, the beta starts.
Yes.
Of course, we all have to put up with some bullshit around that, too.
A lot of bullshit.
You're going to need 3 different IDs to play this game. In addition to your PSN account, you need to go get a Konami ID from the Konami website, and you need a game ID specific to Metal Gear Online. I just, if this game is going to like support home, how does that work if it's using all these different IDs?
Is it supporting home?
It has to.
Does it have to? Why do you think it has to?
I think Sony would want it to. Well, they're going to try to compete with Xbox Live with this thing.
Did you have your code ready to go, Mark? Did you pre-order Metal Gear Solid 4?
Yeah, I've got quite a few things to say about that. I can spare some, but basically from what I understand is this Konami ID is just for the beta. Once you get the full game, it's not going to need this. But just to get to this beta has been hell with me.
Right.
I cannot sign up for the life of me.
Oh, it's not letting you.
That it's timed out.
Oh, yeah, well, there has been downages with the site because, oh, big surprise, a lot of people are getting this. Why are these companies never ready for capacity? For, like, obviously big things. Like, the Halo 3 beta had trouble at launch. This was having trouble.
Yeah, Metal Gear, pretty popular. Just
a little bit.
Yeah, I just tried going on. Just to see what would happen, it's trying to get me to download a patch or something, and that's...
Oh, the patch was trouble, too.
Yeah, it's taking forever. It was at zero, so I'm hoping for something when I look back later.
So the other headache with the whole thing is some people have got their voucher, and the code printed on it is incomplete due to a printing error that Konami has acknowledged.
Well, I'm glad I didn't have that problem.
So you can email Konami support with your partial code, and they say they'll get back to you with a new one. I don't know what the turnaround on that is, but it starts in... On Monday
or Tuesday.
I've
heard they've done pretty well on that part.
Oh, that's good.
It's a damn sight.
So, hopefully when this comes out, I mean, I at this point, I'm predicting that on launch day for the beta, it's going to be a huge mess. But hopefully it works, because I want to play it.
Tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez. So, I got to get ready. I got to get my code and stuff. But
yeah, good luck with the site. I haven't even got to that yet.
Yeah. I'm such a fanboy. I mean, I just love starting up that beta and like, it looks like a Metal Gear Solid menu, but it's all in HD. I'm like, ooh. And I noticed that X is finally the confirm button Gear Solid game.
That's revolutionary.
And not freaking circle.
Thank God for Mark Payton.
Yeah, that's good. He's like, guys, wait.
In America, we do it like this.
You guys got it all wrong. That's got to mess me up, though, because I always get in Metal Gear Solid mode where I'm like, okay, circle button confirm, circle button confirm. Oh, well. Let's talk about Don King.
Yeah, so Don King's Prize Fighter, which is coming out the 360, PS3, Wii, PS2, DS, and PSP, I believe. The Wii version is going to utilize the balance board, but it will not be used for the actual boxing, which I think is kind of a shame, just for training minigames to train your boxer and yourself.
You know why? Because they're saving the balance board kind of mechanic for in the boxing for a real punch-out game. No, punch-out.
Oh,
punch
let's
out. How awesome would it be?
I mean, new punch-out game.
Because
I think using the balance board in boxing would be sweet if you could actually dodge punches.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fantastic.
Well, that's why it'd be great in punch-out if it was so simple, because, you know, there wouldn't be much to it. Just lean left or lean right.
Right. So yeah. We can only hope.
Oh, give me
nice
more
punch-out. Nice new way to beat up Glass Joe. I'll
that,
him up again.
That little penis. Glass Joe.
Whoa.
You don't like
him,
do you?
He's going to get knocked out.
Who likes Glass Joe?
Well, nobody.
He
should be the final boss.
I tell you what, I don't like Glass Joe because he doesn't like himself.
That's true.
He's always like, oh, I suck. I'm going to lose. I'm like, Glass Joe, god damn you.
All right, the Electronic Entertainment Design and Research Group, or EDAR, has released a study that shows that games on both the 360 and PlayStation 3 that do not have demos sell better.
I blame this on bad games.
Like, I do too.
And no one's talked about this yet, but like, I heard people talking about it. Maybe they have, but when I just hear people saying, like, why are people not buying games after they get to try it? I'm like, maybe because your games really suck.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it seems like game companies have a hard time understanding that maybe they just made a bad game. Like, there are actually companies that will punish the PR people for their company if a game doesn't sell well because it's their fault. Like, when it's like a piece of crap game. Like, I mean, yeah, I play a demo for something like Sonic Superstar or Sega Superstar Tennis. It was terrible. Oh. I'm not going to buy that game. You just showed me how terrible it is.
I saw that was on my PS3. I'm like, what the hell is this doing on here?
I didn't. That's not me. I played on my 360.
Mark.
But then, like, I mean, oh, you know, BioShock, Halo 3, Call of Duty, those didn't sell too well. So I guess these guys must be right.
I still say that, like, I think demos help. I mean, for BioShock, you tell me that BioShock demo.
BioShock is going to be my example.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, BioShock's cool. It's a game that has a lot of hype. But when I played that demo, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
that game is
going to
be awesome.
That turned into a buy for me.
Oh, yeah.
But even, like, look at kind of what was really the first big demo on the 360 was Fight Night Round 3.
Yeah.
EA said after that demo came up, pre-orders for that game increased 75%.
Yeah, I mean,
if you make a good game, it's going to sell. And if you make a good game that has a demo, you're going to be able to show people it's a good game. If you have a crappy game with a demo, you get to show them it's a crappy game.
Yeah,
so,
I would suggest if your game is bad, you do not make a demo. If you think your game is mediocre, don't make a demo for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, just to agree with the other side, though, I can agree with these statistics a little bit, because for games like Gra 2, I didn't buy Gra 2 because the demo, I could just play the online demo. I didn't need anything else.
There are some just bad demos also.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I bet there's a lot of people who didn't buy Crackdown because for them, probably that demo was enough.
Oh, that was enough for me.
Right. There have been games in the past, like PC games, like the Return of Castle Wolfenstein demo just gave you that one map that was whatever, the beach map or whatever. I mean, that's all I ever played for, like, months. Like, why would I didn't need to buy the game?
Yeah, I think just the bottom line is you need to be smart with your demos. That's all it comes down to.
All right.
So this, I'm upset by this. So Steven Spielberg's Boom Blocks, which is a upcoming Wii game that's supposed to be pretty good, was going to feature head tracking, such as, I can't remember the guy's name, but that guy who does all these, like, little Wii tech demos.
Right.
They were going to actually have this in the game as an Easter egg, and now all of a sudden they just decided to pull the feature.
Do you know what we're talking about, Mark?
I've heard of the game. I don't know anything about it because it's Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Wait, didn't he work on The Dig though? That was awesome.
Yeah, he did. That was his idea for the story. Yeah, he wanted
the
to do that.
Is that a story?
No, The Dig.
Oh,
the old LucasArts adventure
Big's
game,
baseball game.
No. Yes, the Bigs had a story.
That'd be
where
sweet.
You see, there are space
need to read
marines.
That story.
Well, yeah, I just don't understand why they would remove that, though. It seemed like it would have been cool.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was too hard.
No, they had it
because
working.
Because it's the Wii.
I heard journalists who played it that said it was working and it was cool.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
I'm sure they have a reason besides we just wanted to take this out.
Yeah.
Maybe they ran out of room because it's the Wii.
Yeah, it's the Wii. Give them the bare minimum, charge them $50, we're good to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it'll be DLC. We'll start seeing some Wii DLC. Yeah.
We want more channels.
Head tracking.
Confirmed.
All right.
So here's some good DLC. Burnout Paradise will be. They're getting the update entitled Bogart pretty soon, and after that will be the Cagney update. It'll have three new Freeburn online game modes. So we'll finally have Stunt Run, Road Rage, and Mark Mann as online games. It'll include the first of the new islands, and in the PS3 version, you'll get custom soundtracks.
Ooh. All right.
Well. Nothing to complain about there.
Yeah, all good stuff. So, thank you, Criterion.
All good.
So, you were talking about Return to Castle Wolfenstein and a game similar to it, Quake 3, which powered that, is going to be coming out as Quake Live, which is the browser-based free online version of Quake 3. You can sign up for the betas for that now at quakelive.com.
I'd rather just download that old Wolfenstein demo. That was fun, man. Get those documents, send them to the Allies.
Win the war.
Right. 3 vs. 3, back in my old high school newspaper. That was awesome.
Good to see you guys did work.
Yeah.
So on April 20th, Team Fortress 2 will be getting a pretty big update.
Yeah, this kind of surprised me.
So the medic, which had been rumored as being the first class that's going to get this overhaul with new achievements and a new gun, it's even more than we thought. In addition to all the achievements, there will be 3 new guns. And when you unlock a third of the achievements, you get the first unlockable weapon called the Kritzkrieg, which replaces the healing gun with a beam that when you're connected to someone, they get all critical hits. The second weapon you unlock for having two-thirds of the achievements is called the Blutsauger, and it is the needle gun, but it actually has a vampiric effect to remove health from the other player and give it to the medic, but it does not do any critical damage.
Okay.
The last one for getting all the achievements is the Uber Saw. It's the bone saw, but when you hit somebody with it, it adds to your Uber charge meter. 4 hits will fill it up. They'll also release the Gold Rush map that we've talked about before. And Robin Walker, the designer and producer of the game, I believe, hinted that in addition to more maps coming, they may even be adding new classes to the game.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I still haven't played nearly as much TF2 as I thought
I would.
It's
on sale this weekend. In fact, you might need to do
just
this.
Just a single player?
$20 for TF2.
I might.
Did they say anything about the lag?
On the this
Are
is all
fix the leg?
This is all PC. I haven't heard. I guess it's just because it's hard for them to do as frequent of updates on the PS3 and 360 due to the certification. Because PC, this game gets updated once or twice a week with little fixes here and there.
Really?
But on the consoles, they need to, you know, do lump patches that go through certification and everything. And mm-hmm. I think part of the problem, too, is Microsoft and Sony want this stuff paid content, where Valve is very much, we want our stuff to be free. So hopefully this stuff does find its way. Yeah, maybe after, because they said they're going to, all nine classes will get these new weapon packs, and they said it's expected to be somewhat frequent now that this first one's out the door. They said the hardest problem wasn't so much balancing the game to these new weapons, but kind of implementing the new stat tracking systems that Steam would need to keep track of all this. So hopefully we'll find out who the next class to get the update is and everything. Did you guys see the Meet the Scout video that they put out this week to go with this announcement?
Just watch it today. It's good.
I love it. We haven't had a Meet the Medic yet, though.
Well, they did say before they want to do all nine, so hopefully we'll get to it.
How many have they had so far?
Let's see. Heavy, Soldier, Engineer, Demo, and now Scout. So five of the nine are down.
We need Pyro.
Medic.
Soldier.
Soldier. No, we had Soldier. Pyric. Pyro Medic.
Pirate! New class confirmed!
Pyro Medic.
Oh man, that'd be great.
Sniper.
They have a musket.
Who's the fourth one I didn't say?
Oh god, who knows?
Whatever. Spy.
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 Thank you.
Okay. Well, we'll go keep going on.
So, the MMO Pirates of the Burning Seas just consolidated from 11 servers to 4.
I remember way back. Right, way back when Matrix Online consolidated to 3 servers. is that game still going?
Yeah. It just had a big content update not too long ago, in fact, to celebrate the anniversary of the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, people still play it.
Matrix Online.
It's just...
Ouch. I feel bad for them.
I think the biggest problem is, in the now World of Warcraft-dominated genre of MMOs, you need to do one of two things really compete. Either you got to get rid of subscription fees, because... If you're already playing World of Warcraft like 10 million other people are, you're not going to pay another $15 a month. Or yeah. You need to at least offer some sort of trial, because there's no way I'm going to just go out cold and buy this game, not knowing if I'm going to like it.
But there are a lot of trials.
Yeah,
this
but
kind of thing.
A lot of them new don't have it. This doesn't have one. I don't think Lord of the Rings Online didn't have one for the longest time.
It didn't?
No. Okay. I mean, they do come eventually.
Lord of the Rings Online is doing pretty okay, right?
Yeah, it does all right for itself, because it's really well polished.
It's really a lot like World of Warcraft.
And I'd like to try Pirates of the Burning Seas, because it sounds like it could be cool. There's just no way to try it.
Yeah, and your first option, subscription fees need to go no matter what game it is. I'm not going to pay for a game I've already paid for.
Right.
I'm not going to keep paying it every month.
I mean, like, at least, like, to World of Warcraft's credit, they're pretty good about putting pretty sizable content updates out for the game. But a lot of these games that you do pay for, you don't get a whole ton back for your investment. But then you get games like Guild Wars or even Mythos, which I'll talk about later, that kind of seem to do everything that these games do without the subscription.
Wait, why are we talking about Guild Wars later?
No, Mythos.
Okay, right, I was about to say, don't talk about Guild Wars.
People like a subscription, what killed Phantasy Star Online to me was subscription fees and that. That seemed totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
I felt like I was getting nothing for that.
Yeah, that was great back when... Yeah, we did get nothing for that.
No, there was like one additional like mission download.
That's why we didn't play
so
Episode 2 for very long.
Yep.
Was that the Dreamcast?
Yeah, that was way...
it used to be free, and then they brought out version 2, and they added subscriptions, and every subsequent version has had a hunter's license you needed.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Stupid. All right, Call of Duty 4 maps.
Yeah, so guess what? You're finally getting them on the PS3 this Thursday, the 24th.
Well, there you go. Hope you like
them. I have the 360 version. All my friends have, and they say they're good.
Oh, they're fantastic. They're totally worth the $10. Absolutely.
Which one's your favorite?
Is it Broadcast?
Yeah, Broadcast. It's taken from the single-player level on the TV station.
Oh, that is such a pain on Veteran.
Yeah, but it's awesome in multiplayer. It's so good.
I bet you it's really hectic.
It's cool because, like, when you go into the main broadcast room with all the terminals, people will be hiding in there, lying prone. You won't even see them. They'll just take you out. It's really, really well designed.
Yeah, if it wasn't for GTA 4 next week, I would have bought the expansion pack. But once GTA 4 comes out, I'm not going to be playing Call of Duty.
That's true. A good point, yeah. Well, I mean, it's really nothing they could help. The PlayStation Store wasn't there for 2-3 weeks.
So, this kind of surprised me.
Yeah, so Soul Calibur is coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
I'll tell you why I feel like this is almost a mistake, because that series really hasn't changed very much since the first installment. I mean, God.
So we're getting, it's a port of the Dreamcast version, which is better than the arcade version to a lot of people, but it won't have any online play, which is
Really?
A bummer.
I mean, I don't know.
My Dreamcast still works, and I still have the game.
For fighting games, I still like to be there one-on-one with a person.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, I understand that.
There's always some lag issues with fighting games. I don't know why, but...
Well, Smash Bros. Was an abortion of an online mode just altogether.
Yeah. This is very true.
Yeah. I still feel like, oh, we got something, but God, it's not even worth using.
Tekken 5 on the PS3 wasn't that bad online.
I always heard that, actually. I never tried it, but I always heard that worked okay.
That's all right.
Dead or Alive 4 on the 360, that was abysmal. That was worse than Smash Brothers with the lag.
That's another example back to the demo thing. I just played the demo. I didn't need to buy that game.
Yeah, yeah. Fighting game demos, that tends to be all I need.
But, I'll tell you what, like, we were talking about a little earlier how, you know, when a game comes out on 360 or PS3, a lot of people get the 360 version. If there's one game, one multi-platform game, I'm going to get the PS3 version of, it's going to be Soul Calibur 4. Yeah, just because Darth Vader looks a billion times cooler than Yoda.
Yeah, I don't know how that's not going to ruin the gameplay. He's a little midget. Aren't all the attacks just going to go right above him?
Yeah, well, like, hasn't this problem come up a lot? Isn't this the old, what was it, Odd Job Complex?
Oh, yeah, in GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Well, they showed that gameplay trailer, and I was like, oh, good, I'm finally going to get to see how Yoda looks. But all they showed of him actually fighting was him doing some, like, upward spinning attacks. So
yeah,
I don't know how he works.
And, like, Darth Vader just looks like a badass.
Yeah.
It's Darth Vader.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. I mean, it was cool and all when Yoda fought in Attack of the Clones. We're all over it now.
Yeah.
And if Darth Vader was on the 360 version, the D-pad is so terrible, I wouldn't get it anyway.
You know, that's
PS3
a good
is
point.
The only way to go for a fighter.
You might be right.
Yeah, I might actually concede to that as well.
That, and I have an arcade stick, so that's just a personal reason.
I've never really... Arcade sticks for 2D, for console players has never been a problem.
Yeah, because we have that one. For the that one that worked in the Xbox, GameCube, and PS2.
Oh, yeah, that was
Soul Calibur 2 one.
Speaking of which... Soul Calibur 2 was actually one of the few multi-platform games to sell best on GameCube, and that was because they had Link.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was Link, Spawn, or...
Yeah, Spawn, that was just a stupid decision.
Yeah, that didn't even make sense.
Well, they had to do it to appease Todd McFarlane, because he designed that character...
Neckrid?
Neckrid, or whatever.
Oh, boy, yeah, really. Because Neckrid was so great.
Yeah. Why couldn't they have had Master Chief?
Oh, that would have been... Well, he was Master... Well, not the Master Chief, but a Spartan was in Dead or Alive, right?
Right.
Oh, he was. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the female Spartans, yeah.
Why couldn't it just be, like, even Luke or something for the 360 version? Even Darth Maul. I mean, God, at least
that
would be
cool.
Sweet. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. If I was Microsoft, I'd be kind of pissed.
Yeah, dude, what the hell?
Maybe it's because, shot us in the foot. Maybe it's all about the color scheme.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what people are saying, green and black.
They just fit better.
There is a personal problem with Ace Combat 6. You could spend like $300 on DLC. What are they going to do for Soul Calibur 4?
Oh, God. Well, that's the one thing. I bet you we'll see these characters come to the other platform eventually.
Yeah, but DLC to them just means get money out of their pockets, charge for everything.
Mm-hmm. I always, for some reason, it seems like Japanese developers are always a billion times more obnoxious with DLC.
They just don't get it.
Yeah, they just don't.
I mean, just looking at that Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles game and what they want to do with DLC.
Oh, you're going to spend just as much on the DLC as you did for the game to get all the other races.
Yeah, and a big thing for Metal Gear Solid 4, as soon as they said that the reason why it's called Starter Pack in Metal Gear Solid 4 for Metal Gear Online is because they're going to release DLC... I just went, oh God, we're gonna spend a lot of money on this.
Oh God,
yep.
And they can get my money too if they're smart about.
Oh,
like,
they're gonna
get
it for me.
Oh yeah, like, oh guys, look, now you can play as a Metal Gear Solid 2 Snake. Oh cool,
Revolver
now you can play
Ocelot.
As Liquid Snake. Yeah, I'm like, here's my money.
You guys are a bunch of suckers.
Yeah, they can just have my credit card number right now.
Okay, well here's some money they'll be getting from me. CGV or CVG, excuse me, .com is. Was reporting on the GTA 4 downloadable content coming to the 360 version, and they've said that this DLC may be as big as Vice City and San Andreas were compared to Grand Theft Auto 3. Like, when you download this first episode, it's the equivalent as if they released, like, Grand Theft Auto whatever that used, like, exactly.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I call BS right away.
Yeah, I do too. I'm
you
with
know how
you,
big
Mark.
San Andreas was?
San Andreas was huge.
The desert in San Andreas?
Well, it'll probably. I'm thinking they're saying more akin to the city of San Andreas, not the entire game.
But like, I just think it'll be maybe a borough or two.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a new area and stuff.
Yeah, didn't they leave a couple out?
Yeah, they did, actually. You're right. I remember when they were talking about, like, the Bronx is this and Manhattan is this. There were a couple that were absent.
Yeah, I bet you that's what we'll see, if anything.
Yeah, I don't... I'm sure they're, you know, sounding their trumpet and stuff, but... I just speak in cliches now. I don't I don't have anything important to say.
Well, I'm sure Take Two wants to get as much money out of this as they can. This isn't GTA Rockstar's big moneymaker.
Oh, this is going to save Take Two, this game. I mean, basically, they're trying to stave off this purchase from EA.
Aren't their stockholders a little upset at them?
Well, one EA is suing right now.
Well, yeah, EA did just lower the price.
They lowered it because Rockstar board or the Take Two board voted on something. I don't understand stock market all that well, but they voted on something that made more stock exist. So it's still the same amount that EA is offering, but since there's more stock, the price per stock went down.
Yeah, but if I was an investor and I heard, oh, we didn't take the deal when it was 26, now they're offering us 25.74, why would I want it now if I didn't want it at 26?
Exactly. I think EA is going to need to spend more than... Well, I mean, if they don't get this done before GTA, they can forget it.
I think EA is souring on the idea.
I think it's over.
Yeah. Which is fine with me.
Fine with me, too.
We don't need the mega EA overlords.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's a terrible thing for the industry. That would kill it. Eventually, yeah. If we just had EA and Activision.
EA, Activision, maybe Ubisoft.
Well, Ubisoft's going to get bought up by EA, if anybody.
Yeah, that almost happened.
They own a bunch of their shares still.
Yeah, that's true.
A dang. Well, Nintendo won't get bought by anyone. They'll just keep making Mario and Zelda games to the end of the
night. Neither will Microsoft.
No. Yeah. That'd be something, wouldn't it? If Microsoft got bought.
That would take a lot of money.
The day EA buys Microsoft, that's the day I give up on gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
All right, let's talk about Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Yeah, it's coming. No fatalities and less blood, but we'll have all of our favorite DC Comics characters squaring off our favorite and not-so-favorite Mortal Kombat characters.
Hey, it's going to be awesome to see Batman in a fighting game, at least.
Yeah, I guess. I just have memories of Rise of the Imperfects.
Well, how's this? Rise of the Imperfects wasn't even a fighting game, really. There was fighting, but it wasn't like a fighting game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm telling you, Johnny Cage versus Wonder Woman, fight of the century. We need Don King promotion on that one.
Oh, I hope we get some of like, the awesome Batman villains in there, like Joker. Oh. Well,
that's not going to happen. That'd be too cool.
Yeah, I
mean, It'll happen.
What will determine if this game is good is the roster, because Mortal Kombat games in general have not done anything to impress me in the last 10 years.
See, I disagree with you, because I think the basic combat ever since Deadly Alliance has improved a lot, especially at least from Mortal Kombat 4.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 4 doesn't count.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 4 is horrible, but Deadly Alliance.
Wasn't that bad.
Deadly Alliance and Deception, they kind of had an interesting multi-stance system, and one was a sword. You could do some cool combos and stuff.
Yeah, it was still an Armageddon.
Yeah, it was an Armageddon, but Armageddon loses a lot of points for that horrible creative fatality system.
That was just the worst idea
ever. Oh, yeah, that was terrible. But it's better than no fatalities at all.
I would disagree with you. I think no fatalities is better than that stupid system.
It
was almost anticlimactic at the end of the fight.
In what order are you going to rip off their limbs? That was the creative fatality. Like, ooh, great.
And, you know, they said no fatalities. Mayby there'll be special moves or some big flashy thing.
Like a finisher of sorts.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think so. I think they're going to strip the game.
You know, I mean, it's too early to pass judgment at this point. I think everyone's kind of... I mean, no fatalities, there's immediately a lot of uproar. But we'll see. Like AJ said.
For the characters, basically, like, one of my friends, we were huge Mortal Kombat fans, and the second he said that there's DC Comics, he's going to be like, well, if Noob Saibot's in it, I'm going to buy it, otherwise it's probably going to suck. And I agree that there's certain characters that need to be in that game that I think are going to get left out, like Shao Kahn.
I've always been a giant Smoke fanboy. I bought Armageddon because Smoke was, like, his own character for the first time in, like, forever. I was like, yes.
Yeah, it's not Noob Smoke anymore.
Yeah. What was it the point of Armageddon that, like, oh, this is, like, the end of the Mortal Kombat universe as we know it?
They were going to kill off all the storylines, so basically that everybody who hated each other, that was going to end. And it was also an excuse to kill off some characters. We still don't know who, since we never know whose endings are canon until the next game.
Right.
Hey, wasn't Liu Kang a zombie in that one?
Yeah,
he's
great.
Been dead for a while now.
Right. Wait, Mark... We were just saying this last week. We know Liu Kang won the first Mortal Kombat tournament. Who won the second one?
Liu Kang has won all of them.
Oh.
I believe all the official ones, except for when he was dead in Deadly Alliance, in which... I remember who the hell won that one. I know Scorpion's becoming, like, the next big Liu Kang guy.
Okay. Yeah, I think in Deadly Alliance, the Deadly Alliance won.
But then, like... No, I remember now. They were winning until they rose the Dragon King, which led to Deception. They were going to win until Reptile turned into the Dragon King.
Oh.
Mark, I didn't know you were such a big Mortal Kombat fan.
Yeah, me and my friends are huge Mortal Kombat fans. We love them all. We'd fight over whether 2 or Trilogy was the best, which... Why the 360 ported Ultimate 3 instead of Trilogy is just stupid to me.
Wait, no, I'm an Ultimate fan, I have to admit. Trilogy was great, but Ultimate's pretty good.
Wasn't Trilogy just more than Ultimate 3? It had everything from Ultimate
you
3,
know,
didn't it?
I have to say, I had the Nintendo 64 version of Trilogy,
well,
so
that
maybe that's why. Yeah, maybe that's why.
Pick up the PS1 version.
We used the C buttons to attack and stuff. I had no idea what was going
on. That was terrible. But there's just a certain thing that's funny, being like Motaro or Goro and just picking up Sonya Blade, just punching her across the map. That's just cool. I don't care who
that,
you
Sonya.
Are.
Yeah, that is good stuff. All right, I guess we should move on. As fun as that was.
So just a quick note here, the upcoming PC version of Mass Effect, I said it wasn't going to, but now it will include the Bringing Down the Sky content that was released for the 360. So,
hooray.
Did you see the screenshots of the new interface for the PC version?
No,
it's pretty slick.
I'll have to try that game again maybe in the summer.
Yeah, it's a good game.
My current save file was stolen along with your 360.
Yeah, I know.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So the mysterious Pokemon Darkrai will be available at Toys R Us near you May 31st through June 1st.
What? See, I would be more excited. I'd be more excited for this if I didn't see, like, my friends hacked Darkrai, back when the game came out.
What is
I remember, Pokemon.
Yeah, this is, like...
A new title?
It's a particular Pokemon. It's, like, this is Pearl and Diamond's version of Mew.
Mew,
The only way you could supposedly legitimately get it is by going to a Nintendo event.
Those were good days.
I remember going to our Toys R Us for Mew. You got one, AJ. It was like a lottery.
Yeah, you got a card with Pokemon stickers, and when you peeled off the Mew sticker, if you won, it said "Caught Me" behind it, and mine had it. So I legitimately caught all 151 Pokemon in Pokemon Blue.
I like how you couldn't just go to Toys R Us and get Mew. You had to Toys R Us, and maybe you would get Mew. Like, geez,
I went back a month later. They had someone they sent them a copy of the game. That in every single box in the PC were just Mews. So
really?
I traded like a Pidgey to get the Mew.
You know, in the Japanese version, you just like had to get 150 Pokemon and you got Mew. It's
really?
Easy like that. Yeah. Not that difficult at all.
Yeah, Pokemon
all right.
Red and Blue are terrific games. I went back that last year. It was incredible. It still holds up today.
So good.
Actually,
you know what?
The man. Don't just
you know
the
what? I love those games. For some reason, I didn't like the Fire Red and Leaf Green remakes quite as much as I thought I would. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It was basically the same thing. I don't know.
Just missing something.
Before we leave news, did you guys see the Okami box art for the Wii?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It has the IGN watermark on it. Like, you can look and see it. Yes. Like, the artist responsible for this apparently, instead of just, like, talking to Capcom and getting the picture, just went to IGN. And used one of their pictures. So now on every copy of this game, if you look closely, you can see the IGN watermark.
It's right by Amy's mouth.
I'm going to Best Buy. See you guys later.
I can't wait to get to a game store and just look at this. Like, I'll die laughing.
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. Wait, when's it come out?
Is it out yet? No?
I think it is, right? It got reviewed a while ago, like a week ago.
Yeah.
I'm going tomorrow.
I never got into Okami all that much.
Me neither.
Chris has it, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think it is. I remember IGN, ironically, gave it Game of the Year when it came out. Maybe that's what this is
that's
about.
It's a thank you to them.
Yeah, weren't Zelda fans pissed that year because it was Twilight Princess that year?
Yeah. Wait, was it? Yeah,
I think it was.
I think
you're
right.
Okami was earlier in the year and Twilight Princess was at the end.
I remember there were just, in general, a lot of better choices than Okami.
Yeah.
I can't even remember myself, but I remember there better things.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the last thing I want to do for news is Games Radar put out what they call the 15 best video game stories ever. So
oh,
I thought we could.
Let's hear this one.
Let's traipse through this list.
I kind of saw just the list, and I mean,
yeah. So this is in no particular order. It's in there.
Okay, good.
Portal is in there.
So this is no particular order, but the first page talks about the original Metal Gear Solid.
And I mean,
it's number 15.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
It's no particular order. Okay. It's just 15.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're gonna make a list, it makes sense to me.
Yep.
I mean, later on, the kind of formula of like always having like all these random twists and stuff kind of became apparent. But I mean, it was a gripping story at the least.
It was just it was the first time really a game tried to do anything that ambitious. Oh, that wasn't like a JRPG.
Metal Gear Solid was really significant in just how cinematic it tried to be.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
So next on the list, Grim Fandango.
This would probably be my number one.
Yeah. This is why this list is legitimate, because they remember to put it
in
the trailers. Next after that is a game I've always wanted to try, The Longest Journey, which was a PC adventure game.
Yeah, I never tried it either. Everyone always talked about it.
I played a little bit of the sequel, which was recently released on Xbox Originals. Yeah, it was good.
All right.
So, yeah. Next up we got Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, which...
I played a little bit of it. It was actually kind of interesting.
Yeah, I accept that.
I accept it. Seem to have a problem, AJ.
I didn't get far in the game because...
It was 100 hours. Like,
it was huge,
that,
yeah.
But the problem I had with the game was the catalyst for the story was like CJ's all mad that his mom got killed. Then he jumps in a car and you just start running over pedestrians. I couldn't get into it.
It
just seems so
contradictory.
That's what I do.
You'll have that, though.
So next up, Beyond Good and Evil, which I never finished. I got pretty close to
finishing. I remember the game being fun. I can't really remember much about the story.
I disagree on that one.
I thought the story was cool for as much as I'd seen. I liked it a lot.
I remember the character. See, I feel like sometimes people get like setting and characters mixed up. Like, for example, Bioshock had amazing setting and like a setting and such a good atmosphere, but I probably wouldn't say it had a good story.
No, the story fell apart in the second half for sure. Turned to just a sci-fi ripoff. Terrible endings.
Right.
Terrible final boss.
I bet we'll see that in here.
Probably.
What the heck is this?
So
Astro Boy?
They have Astro Boy and Mega Factor for the Game Boy Advance.
No, I did hear good things about this game when it came out. It's a shmup or whatever, right?
Yeah, whatever. It might be good. I never
forgot
played
that.
It. Portal.
Yeah.
After that.
Which
just to say, I had a friend just last night. He was never played Portal. He played it at my house, and he fell in love with the storytelling with GLaDOS.
How could you not? It's awesome.
I've had friends who, you know, aren't big gamers, but they'll play a little bit of Portal, and they fall in love
GLaDOS, whoever wrote that is just a genius.
Right.
Like, I could imagine a movie of Portal just because GLaDOS is so awesome.
Uh-huh. I hope we get more GLaDOS soon.
I'm sure we will. Next, Gabriel Knight's Sins of the Fathers. I think this is the second Gabriel Knight game. And
Never played.
I never played it either, and from what I understand, the Gabriel Knight games always had really weird logic. Like, I think it might be this one. There was some puzzle where you needed a fake mustache to match a picture on an ID of a guy, but the guy in the ID didn't have a mustache. And you had to get tar and paint it over a mouse hole and get a cat to chase the mouse through the mouse hole so you could take the cat fur that was stuck on the wall and then put glue on your face and glue on the cat hair.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was how you got a fake mustache in the game.
That's how
when
I
did this game come out?
1993.
Yeah, 93.
Ooh. So that's pretty old. Oh, look, Bioshock.
Yep, there's Bioshock.
Well, I think we set our piece with that.
Disagree.
One. Yeah. I mean, again, probably one of the best settings, environments, and gaming in game ever. Oh, amazing, but...
Next is a game I've played little bits of, Planescape Torment, which people say is probably the best of the old-school PC RPGs that BioWare ever made.
Mm. Never played it.
Yeah, I never played it. Is this before?
It was right after Baldur's Gate. Okay. No, it might have been before Baldur's Gate 2.
I think
it was between the two. Okay. I could be completely
whatever.
Yeah, as
whatever.
You can tell, I'm not much of a PC gamer here.
Yeah,
well, a lot of these are.
Okay, like, then you don't know this one.
I never played Fallout. I've never played a Fallout game.
Yeah, we have Fallout 2 on the list.
Mm.
Apparently all the best gaming stories are PC games.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know about it.
God of War.
God of War. It's never a series I thought of much for its story.
Well, a lot of people like it because it's so obviously and blatantly epic. But like with God of War 2 especially, I always thought it was retarded how you're just like running into every single famous freak and the most logical person who ever existed.
I guess I can accept it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I mean, you know what? My position is that video game stories 99.9% of the time are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if you can really come up with a list of 15 good ones. That's what I think it's.
I think I could, but.
It'd be pretty specious.
It'd be Sonic the Hedgehog on the 360.
Yeah, that's number one for sure.
Oh, man. That cutscene when he, like, embraced that princess chick, I guess, there were tears, man.
They're lucky Sonic isn't near me because I would have killed somebody.
Well, next on the list here is Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, which I will wholeheartedly agree with.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, again, though, I feel like so many of these games, like, they have really great twists. And then we're like, oh man, the story was awesome. Like Bioshock, there's the twist, so, oh, we think that's awesome. This game has a twist, and we think it's sweet. It's just, I don't know.
How many do we have left on the list?
Two more.
Oh.
So we got Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah. I mean,
Kefka?
Final Fantasy VI, I mean...
It was sweet because...
It's cool, but it's still a very typical JRPG, like...
But the thing that it did that was cool is you had the villain who was talking about all his hopes and dreams of destroying the world, and he actually did it.
Yeah. The cool thing about the highlight of the story of Final Fantasy VI is definitely in the beginning of the World of Ruin. That was definitely awesome. So I probably would put it in a top 10.
Okay.
And last one, I didn't play this at all, but I've heard people talk about it a lot, is Silent Hill 2.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Triangle.
I never can get through the gameplay of those games. It was too clunky. I knew there was a good story there, but I just couldn't stand playing
it. I have to say, this whole thing has been kind of embarrassing. This is kind of just me, like, I haven't played this, I haven't played that. I've never played a Silent Hill game.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
But I will say that Triangle Head, as much as other games try to be scary, Triangle Head was legitimately scary. Like, I don't know if I want to get into it. The first time you see him, there's two women and he's doing some... M-rated
interesting things.
Very interesting positions.
Huh.
And he is...
Well, I'm trying to think of games that I really feel like should be on here.
Yeah, that are...
Half-Life 2.
Shit! Yeah, what the hell?
Episode 1 and 2. Not episode 1, but episode 2.
Yeah.
Totally episode 2. That probably told one of the best stories in gaming I've seen. Like,
yeah, the ending.
Presentation-wise and ending. Oh.
That was like, I've come to a game and crying.
I was just going to say, when those credits roll, and they very smartly made the credits silent, and I was just sitting there at my monitor like,
what the hell?
Damn.
I'm going to call BS on not having Metal Gear Solid 3 on there.
Eh.
What? Come on.
Play that.
I'll tell you what, you guys talking about crying, oh crap, I can't talk about the ending, I just never played it.
Of what?
Metal Gear Solid 3.
Oh. I've heard it's quite poignant.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It's up
How about... Just there's a lot more adventure games they could have done, obviously.
Yeah. Like, The Dig has a fantastic story.
Yeah, I'm
Full
trying
throttle.
To think now. And...
Full Throttle. The ending to that game...
Yeah, that
was
cool.
So, with Ripburger grabbing the license plate that says you can't beat a Corley.
Mm-hmm.
Then he falls and you don't know if Ben survived till the end. Oh, that was great. That was fantastic.
But, I mean, again, like I said, stories...
Yeah, give me a day I could come up with a better list, but off the top of my head, I'd have to think.
I'd put some Phoenix Wright games up there, maybe.
Cooking Mama. There you go.
There you go. Wii Sports.
That was a page.
Wii Sports. What a fantastic story of me being better at everything than AJ. I thought it was very heartwarming.
What are you talking about? What are you? You have consistently beat me at that. What are you talking about?
Yes, I have.
Okay, all right. Now we got to play bowling when we're done.
No, we don't. I'm sorry.
You're right.
All right. All right, let's go to the best ever, Mark's best ever.
Shoot.
Right. Mike has a hastily hand-drawn list here for you, Mark.
Yeah. So I'm on the hot seat now?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Ooh. I mean, we're not going to rush through this or anything, but, you know, don't elaborate too much. Okay, best Mario game ever.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Galaxy, I really like Galaxy more than most people, I think.
I did like Galaxy. Did you like Sunshine? Because Sunshine gets a lot of crap.
I liked it originally, but looking back, I think it's very overrated. Well, then again, most people don't like it nowadays anyway.
Yeah, so maybe not.
It's a lot of crap.
Just out of curiosity, Mario 3 or Mario World?
Probably Mario World, because I played that first, but Mario 3 was very great. It's really close.
You're a good man for saying World. Okay. Best Zelda ever.
Link to the Past, and hate me if you want, that's the only one I liked. I'm not a Zelda fan.
No, yeah, that's fair enough.
I can understand that.
Ocarina of Time is one of the most overrated games ever.
I will agree. I mean, I like it, but it's totally overrated.
And Majora's Mask was just bad.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know Derek Robbins did that list a while ago, and I saw that list. No. Majora's Mask.
I was right there with you.
See, I always feel bad. Ow. Okay, we'll just... Did you at least appreciate the art style of Wind Waker?
I didn't mind as much as most people, but it could have been better. Cell shading, Jet Grind Radio was great.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess I shouldn't be hating on cell shaded. Cell shading can work.
Okay. You know, I always kind of want to like trash talk Majora's Mask, but I always feel bad because I feel like there should be someone here to defend it. And everyone I ever talk to doesn't like it, but then I see like these people online who think it's great.
I have a friend who loves it, and we've argued before, and we don't get anywhere.
Right.
All right. Best Sonic game ever.
Oh God, this could take a while. Sonic 2 was incredible. Sonic 3 was incredible. I liked Adventure a lot.
I like the original Adventure too. It gets a lot of crap now.
Yeah, it gets a lot of crap for no reason.
Well, it took us on the dark road that we are now traveling upon.
Yeah, we argued this in the emails, and I think, well, from my questions and such, but I think it started a little bit before then. I think Knuckles Chaotix, but for another time. Sonic 1 was really good, too. Which, by the way, if anyone's played, there's, like, on the internet, if you just Google search for Sonic mods, you can find old Sonic 1 games that have been, like, remade by people for ROMs.
Some of those. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, I found some really good ones. I'm trying to think of the guys now. Maybe I'll, in my column, because I can't remember now, but just put some links, because there's some incredible ones.
We'll take a look. You didn't go for the obvious Sonic CD response that so many people jumped to.
Yeah, fun. Metal Sonic's awesome, but the story itself,
All right. Well, just go ahead and give us a favorite, even if you regret it immediately.
Let's go with Sonic 2.
Okay, that's good.
Just because I was hoping Tails like actually died in the plane crash, that would have been cool.
I remember
that. Got shot down. I was like, oh, see ya, dude. Peace.
It would have started a great tradition of, we'll introduce a new character every Sonic game, but they're not going to make it.
Yeah, and I was hoping Knuckles died too in Sonic and Knuckles. Just be like, peace, dude. Thanks for coming.
Apparently, Knack the Weasel died, because I never saw him anymore.
Oh, yeah.
In what
game? I don't know. I'm just joking. We just know.
Yeah, whatever did that. He was just...
He was going to be in Sonic kind of Extreme for the Saturn. He was one of the two known bosses. Yeah, Sonic. Metal
I do
Sonic
remember
and
that.
Knack.
Huh.
He was in... Triple Trouble for Game Gear. He was in that Sonic the Fighters.
Yeah.
A Sniper or the Wolf or whatever.
I think there's one other one, actually. I'm not remembering.
Well, we could talk about Sonic all day.
Yes,
but
we could.
How about... And I bet everyone would turn their podcast off. But how about... we're going to go into some genres now. Best adventure game ever?
Oh, Christ. I really loved Uncharted Storyline. Like, one of the best storylines ever, Uncharted, for sure, is on my list, top 15 ever.
Okay.
Did you ever play that?
Yeah, I liked Uncharted.
Did you beat it? Who was the guy with the cigar?
Sullivan.
Sully was an incredible character.
Yeah, he was great. I liked him.
Like, just the fact that they didn't turn him evil, the turn was coming and it didn't happen, I loved that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I
was fully expecting it. I thought this was going to be the part where he's like, where Nathan would go up and be like, Sully, and then Sully would pull the gun on Nathan, and I'd be like,
But they didn't make him too much of a good guy, because at the end he's like, oh, hey, I still robbed all these pirate dudes, killed them, they're dead. I got the gold, let's go. He was still a rat.
Yeah, but in a lovable, sort of huggable rat. Alright, best RPG ever.
Boy, it's easy for me to say Pokemon Red or Blue, but maybe Final Fantasy VII. I'm not a huge RPG guy either.
Yeah, fair enough. You probably would get a lot of shit for that.
Probably.
So many people are like,
especially
turn-based.
Overrated. Like, I have no problem admitting I have problems with turn-based RPGs. It's a 20-year-old action now.
Right. You know, I used to never be my thing either, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah, we all know how that turned out.
Yeah, I went nuts. Best rhythm game ever.
Probably just Rock Band, because I did own Rock Band for a while and I liked it, but then I got bored of it.
I wish my younger brother would get bored of it. All he wants to do is play
Rock
Band.
That's all he does, yeah.
Yeah, singing with friends, drunk or not, is just great. I could tell stories, but I'll save it.
Best genre ever.
Ooh. Definitely not first-person shooters for everyone who wants to hate me for that. Maybe just platformers.
That's fair enough.
I grew up on Genesis platformers. You know, that was my system as a kid, and that's what I played most often.
Best system current generation ever.
Of the 360, PS3, Wii?
Yeah, let's not talk about portables.
Yeah. I have features of all three that I like. I guess that's easy for me to see. I like the Wii the least, but I see more potential in the PS3 in the future. For right now, I typically play the 360 more, but I see more worthy of an investment for the PS3 for the future, especially with the lineup they have coming this year.
All right. And just best system ever.
I could just say the Genesis, but that would make a lot of people mad. The PS2 was really good, as was the Dreamcast. Maybe just the PS2.
Yeah, PS2 is up there. With me, it's always either PS2 or Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I never owned SNES, but I know it had games. I've played I've gone back.
I'm sure, yeah. You know, it's weird, because like, I think, PS2 is one of my favorite systems now, but God, back then I hated it for killing the Dreamcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was bitter.
Okay, and lastly, best sandwich ever.
Oh, God. Subway has really good Italian BMTs, but maybe I'll just go with the classic, Philly cheesesteak.
Alright, you ever have a Monte Cristo?
Yes, they're pretty good.
They're delicious.
Isn't that where they deep fry?
Yeah, it's almost like French toast bread.
What's going on?
Yeah.
And it's
if you have
delicious.
Too much of that, though, you'll get sick. That's what happened to me.
No.
I tried to have that as one day, like, that's all I could find, and I got sick off of it.
All you could find was a Monte Cristo sandwich?
My life.
How did that happen?
Where were you?
Don't worry about it.
I'm lucky if I can find a couple of Oreos. All right. Well, that wraps it up for Mark's very special best ever.
Aw. I thought you were going to try and turn me into Britney Spears or something. I was hoping for more cheap shots.
Oh, no.
I get it now.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. How could I give you a cheap shot, Mark?
That's a good
question.
How
can I embarrass
you? Well, I can't do it. You just have to spring up on me. Like, the new 360 already took your spot. He's trying to throw punches at me left and right. I appreciate it. He's trying.
All right. Why don't we just go to what we've been playing?
All right. You want to go first, Mark?
Yeah. Me and my friends have been really big into retro gaming lately. We beat Streets of Rage 1 and 2 for the Genesis. Incredible
nice.
Games.
That's pretty sweet.
We tried to do 3, but for some reason we got our ass kicked. We don't know why. We went back and beat Golden Axe on XBLA. That was a good game. Though, I don't like it as much as he does, but I think it's still a pretty good game.
Golden Axe is one of the few games actually reviewed for 411 back when it came out on Xbox Live Arcade.
Nice. Did you like it?
Yeah. I like it okay. I think there are definitely better beat-em-ups from that time. I think I gave it like a 6-something.
Maybe that would be for best genre. Beat-em-ups is pretty good, because there's X-Men Arcade, which was really good, and TMNT
and Simpsons Arcade.
Simpsons
Arcade. That's actually one of the few arcade beat-em-ups actually beat in an arcade.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
Yeah, the Monty, who was it, Mr. Burns? Oh, God, he was a jerk.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, he's just doing a baby for like... Oh, no, because Maggie was sucking on a diamond.
Yeah, didn't Smithers, or was that his name?
Yeah, Smithers was in on it.
Yeah, he was a jerk.
Didn't they just take the diamond out of her mouth and give Maggie back?
Oh, no. You're thinking too much.
You have to take that baby.
You're thinking way too much.
I guess so.
All right. What, do you play anything else?
We played Mega Turk, and it came out on the Wii Virtual Console, but we went back
played
it on the Genesis.
Okay, well, good. You could tell me. How is this? I've never played the Turk.
It's pretty
good.
I've
never really heard of
them. I've noticed some Bionic Commando elements in it with the grappling hook, but also
yeah,
it's got a lot of Contra and Metroid elements in it.
Yeah, I watched like a YouTube video of like the first level, and I was intrigued by what I saw. Like, I never even heard of this series until Super Turrican came out a few weeks ago on PC.
Yeah, and then Ikaruga and Turk and Kid Chameleon, and then Warhawk. I guess I should pimp Warhawk.
Warhawk is good.
Warhawk doesn't get the credit it deserves.
No, Operation Broken Mirror is amazing.
Is that the first expansion?
That's the one that just came out on Thursday. Oh, okay. New level APC tank. It's a moving spawn point.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I still have my copy of Warhawk. I have to give it to you since I no longer have a PS3.
You have Warhawk?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I have Warhawk now.
I'll bring it over tomorrow.
Mark, we can play.
All right.
I can play an online PS3 game with somebody. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I have a Bluetooth headset you can use, so
it'll be great. I need a Bluetooth headset because Metal Gear Online's coming.
Yeah, this is my headset. I'm on it right now.
Really?
Yeah, I move it over.
Sweet. You gotta get that Metal Gear Solid 4 headset. You see that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, that thing does look sweet. But $60.
Yeah. Man, I am such a big hypocrite because when that Halo 3 headset came out, I'm like, that's so stupid. God, you gotta waste your money on that, but here comes a Metal Gear headset. I'm like, that is fucking awesome.
Okay, the Halo one was just turd green, so there's no backing that thing up.
You're right. This thing looks like the Solid Eye or whatever. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
I bet it's made out of like real metal or something.
I doubt that.
I'm still upset that there wasn't an actual Metal Gear doll or action figure in the MGS4 pre-order. Otherwise, I would have got the limited edition.
I did upgrade to limited soundtrack. Soundtrack will always get me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I remember I was so upset with BioShock at first because I thought I was under the assumption that the special edition was coming with the soundtrack, but it was like. Mm-hmm. This song. It was just like a CD that had three like songs in it, like Under the Sea and like.
That's a good song though.
Yeah, it was like three songs.
The Big Daddy was cool.
Yeah, and eventually they released the soundtrack for free anyway, so whatever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they did. I guess. Never mind, I lost my train of thought.
That's okay. So is there anything else you want to talk about that you played?
No, now that I've listed off my 30 games I've played this week.
Yeah, you've been busy. Mostly. You know what, I have to ask, before we change topics, what is a turrican?
Good question.
It's a hurricane with a T.
Turrican, alright. Me.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll start smaller. I just got Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword.
Yeah, you're singing its praises.
I am. Well, first off, I have to thank Tony, because who's a friend, he bought it and then sold it to me. Like, he bought it, he actually called me, like, what game should I get? Like, did I get Ninja Gaiden? He's like, okay, will you buy it from me later? I'm like, what? Yeah, sure. So I did. But as far as action games go in the DS, this cannot be taught. There's the whole stylus kind of control going on there. And I mean, it's not just like, you're slashing and everything. Like, you're doing combos and stuff, like down, up, up.
With the stylus?
It's pretty intense. It's surprising.
Nice.
Like, you jump with up and then slash and do, like, a sideways slash. It's cool. My big complaint about it is, I think ninjas are stupid and I hate ninjas. So that's already kind of
you're gonna gain some ire for that.
I won't complain.
Ninjas are so stupid. Tell me about one interesting ninja ever. And Cyber Ninja doesn't count.
What about the Three Ninjas?
Yeah. Also, Shadow.
Rocky, Colt, and Tum Tum, man.
The only time ninjas are cool is if, like, they're the only ninja around, and, like, they shouldn't even be there because, like, they have no place being there. And that's like.
Like Beverly Hills Ninja?
Like Shadow from Final Fantasy VI or something like that. Like, the whole ninja culture thing, oh my god, like.
Yeah, I'm just so
used honor.
To decapitating them and being, like, the weakest enemy in a game. Like, who cares?
Yeah, it's like, oh, here's our little village, and everything's made out of straw. And
yeah,
God,
if they were so good, why aren't they around today?
Yeah, exactly. We all saw Last Samurai. Samurais and ninjas are different. Shut up.
Doesn't matter. They don't have guns. They didn't evolve. Darwin didn't.
They got nothing
them.
To get. I want to play a game, a DS game, where all you do is you just rotate a Gatling gun and just mow down ninjas.
That
and that's cool. The whole game. Called Gatling Gun.
That okay. would be incredible. What else did you play?
Oh god, I wanted to, I tried the Condemned 2 demo on the PS3.
Oh, how's that?
It's fun. I mean, it's interesting in that it's a melee first-person shooter.
Yeah.
Well, first Condemned, it worked pretty well.
Right. Yeah. And I heard people were actually saying that the demo isn't
nearly as good as the game gets. Which is interesting because Yahtzee on Zero Punctuation said that the game gets worse halfway through.
There's kind of a midway point where I guess they kind of like overtly explain all the creepy stuff, which makes it less creepy. And you get guns all of a sudden left and right, so you're shooting more than punching.
Yeah,
and
I heard that.
The game. It's a shame.
But I mean, the demo seemed fun enough. But because I played the demo, I'm certainly not buying it now.
Yeah, I thought the demo was messed up. My friends like it. I'm not as big.
Oh,
I appreciate the first one.
Yeah,
it's a game that I overlooked, unfortunately. The big game I've been playing this week, really. Are you settled?
I was on my cord with the chair.
Okay. The big game I've been playing is Chrono Trigger.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah.
Just hell.
I started, like, Monday, and I almost about beaten it.
Good.
And, yeah, it's a game I feel silly singing the praises of. Everyone knows that Chrono Trigger is good if you like RPGs.
Right.
But, I mean, it probably is the best at Super Nintendo RPGs. Like, the whole, kind of, it has, like, the active time battle system of, like, Final Fantasy 4 through 9.
Yeah.
But, like, position is important. So, like, certain moves will, like, if you shoot a beam or something, if it passes through someone on the way to its real target, it'll hurt them. And you have the combo magic, which is always really cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just fun stuff. And as far as stories go, it's not too retarded and cliche ridden. Also, Frog's theme is probably the best video game song ever.
Mm.
Okay.
Come on, what's better?
Portal.
Metal Gear Solid 2.
What?
Theme? Yeah. Portal song, Metal Gear Solid 2 main theme.
The Portal song's fine.
Snake Eater was pretty good. And there's awesome retro songs that I could just listen to all day, like the Dr. Mario. Like, we just take turns writing lyrics for that song. Just like freestyling.
Now, you should put some of those lyrics in your column this week.
I want to hear some right now.
The ones I have off the top of my head aren't family appropriate.
No, that's okay then. Too bad.
Just because it's a competitive thing, like how we're beating you as we freestyle while we're beating each other. About how we're beating each other. We're jerks to each other.
That sounds good.
Well, that sounds wholesome. But, yeah, Chrono Trigger's fun. I mean, I tell you what, though. It doesn't seem like it's all that long. I think I'm, like, at 16 hours, and I only have, like, 2 side quests to do, and then I pretty much did everything.
Wow.
It's one of those things. It's always... Game life always irks me, because, like, you go on the message boards, and people are like, how long is Chrono Trigger? And they're like, your first playthrough, it'll be about 30 or 40 hours. Like, what game are these people playing?
Maybe they're slow readers.
It's the same. I was so mad when everyone was talking about how Zelda Twilight Princess was a 75-hour long game.
I knew that was false.
Yeah.
And I mean, beat it in 30 hours.
Lying.
It's just blatant lies. But no, Chrono Trigger is fantastic. And you know, it's one of those games that like I've always wanted to beat and play through. So it's good for those interested in playing it on a ROM. But I did own it at one point, so it's not.
No, we do own it. We have the PS1
version. Yeah, we have the PS1 version. I didn't want to deal with load times.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I have that 360 controller plugged into my computer, and it runs pretty nice.
Very good.
That's if I think of anything else interesting, I did.
You and I did make good on our mention last week.
Right.
We played some co-op Rainbow Six Vegas 2 after we rented it.
At the end of last week's podcast, I think we said, we're going to go rent Rainbow Six, and then we did.
Oh, yeah, and we played through the first...
It's fun,
Yeah,
Mark.
We did the first mission and a half, and... It's great because, like you said, you don't like the tactical games where you have to control squad mates around. But when you're the second player, you don't get the squad mate control. Just the first player does.
I am a squad mate. You tell me what
to
do, and I'm like, all right.
It was really cool. Like, they set it up so a lot of the rooms have two latent entrances. So I would queue up the AI at one door. Then you and I would go over to another door. We'd coordinate so that we went in the same time they did. We cleared out these rooms, and it was a good time.
It was so refreshing to play an FPS where it wasn't just run and gun the whole time.
I was so in love with the first game, Calypso Casino. The fact that it's not in Rainbow Six Vegas 2 broke my heart and almost killed the game for me. Like
I never even played the first one.
I don't care how they could charge $60 for downloadable content on Calypso Casino. I will buy it.
I will say, like, we're only on, like, the second or third mission, but, I mean, I hope we get to play in Vegas at night eventually.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what I'm waiting for.
Not a whole lot at night. Most of it's in the day, which I hate.
Really? No, that's a bummer. That's when Vegas looks its best.
I know. That's so disappointing. I think they messed up on Vegas 2 a lot.
Yeah.
As much as I loved the first game more than anything else that year, including Gears of War and Resistance.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know. No, Resistance is a bunch of crap. And I think we can all agree on that.
Gears
here.
Co-op is pretty awesome.
You know, I think my... I was lucky enough to always play Gears with co-op.
Yeah,
co-op was first playthrough and on Insane.
Multiplayer
yeah.
was terrible.
I had some fun with the multiplayer.
Yeah, it was okay.
I think after a while, when like it became clear, like you could take advantage of certain things.
Yeah,
like you realized that grenades were overpowered and stuff. Yeah. It kind of got a little less interesting.
We did do the live vision camera to put our faces in the game. That was fun.
You came out pretty well.
I think I noticed when you were taking your pictures, the background behind you almost kind of matched the color of your hair. I think that screwed it up a bit.
Yeah, once I go bald, it'll be easier. But yeah, you looked good. I didn't really... I mean, you know, I looked like a person, I guess.
Yeah, so maybe this summer we'll go back to that and play through the rest of the campaign.
Yeah, I need to come up with new summer games because Chrono Trigger was supposed to be one of my summer games.
Yeah, and I just blew through it.
Yeah.
Right.
One interesting thing to throw about Vegas 2, as much as it is supposed to be a strategy shooter, go into the multiplayer and just try to go James Bond style. Just go run out guns a-blazing, and you will actually do better than almost everyone else in the room. Me and my friends just do that. Hum the James Bond theme, your character lips it with you. Just go on with a gun and just blaze. You kill everyone.
Wait, the multiplayer, that they lip sync?
Yeah, your guys like mimic what you say, so if you just go, yeah, he'll do it too. And it's really
even
fun.
With even if you use a custom face?
Yeah. No, wait, I don't know about the custom face.
Oh, okay, because I wonder if that might play.
But your basic character, yeah, he'll just sit there looking like a retard, humming James Bond, and everyone will die.
That's awesome.
So much for a strategy shooter.
The original design docs for Team Fortress 2 was going to have that lip-syncing voice chat.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about the original Team Fortress 2. You played the Iron Man demo.
Yeah,
I haven't tried it yet.
I played the demo for Iron Man, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it just came out yesterday.
Oh, I got to try that one.
It's great. The controls are fantastic. It lets you... The left trigger is hover and glide, and then the left bumper goes to fly mode. So you can pretty easily get around and blow everything up, and it's fun.
Just
like
watching it looked like the camera got a little crazy sometimes.
If you go a little too nuts with the flying, like in close quarters, but you should really be switching to hovering at that point anyway.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I gotta play that too.
Yeah, I did hint that I played the demo for Sega Superstar Tennis. That was pretty
bad. We
have
to talk about it.
No, I'm just saying don't bother.
The House of the Dead map is... fun, everything else sucks. I can't.
The House of the Dead map? That's pretty cool.
Yes, it's called Kyrian's Mansion for some reason, even though it's the House of the Dead Mansion, which I guess was owned by Kyrian. I'm a House of the Dead nut too.
By the way, there is no series that has worse voice acting than House of the Dead, I think.
Oh, get off! That game is hilarious.
I'm not saying I don't enjoy it. I'm a big fan of bad voice acting.
That's I'm just add in. That's why I bought a Sega Saturn. I wanted to play House of the Dead 1. Light guns.
Right. No, I'm one of those people who was pissed off when they redid the dialogue for the PSP version of Castlevania: Symphony of the Night.
They did?
Yeah. You don't mess with What is a Man?
Yeah.
Like what the hell? That's and like they're replacing like. I mean, it wasn't much better, really, to be honest.
Yeah, bad English translating is awesome.
English. Yeah, English is so good.
Right.
You talk about Phoenix Wright, right?
I will, because I, accepting the final bonus mission, which I'm in right now, I completed the main game of the original Phoenix Wright, and
finally,
was awesome. That game was so good. And Edgeworth is, like, one of the greatest video game characters ever.
I told you this, like, a week ago. Like,
I know.
Because you're like, Edgeworth is such a dick.
Well, yeah, because I'm playing through the mission where you're going against Edgeworth. I'm like, fuck that guy. And I told you that, and you're like, just wait, he's the best character ever. And you were absolutely correct.
Oh, he's so cool.
So now I will finish this fifth mission, and you got to dig up the second one for me.
Yeah, second one's pretty good. But, like, if it almost gets him more of the same territory, but the Psylocke is good. The third one, even though it really is more the same, there's just... The storytelling in that one is my favorite. So the third one might be my favorite, and then the fourth one's really cool too. Yeah, I love that series to death. It's just so quirky in all the right ways.
Yes. I also I did get the legendary map pack for Halo 3, which has a new map called Ghost Town, a remake of the old Sidewinder map from Halo 1 called Avalanche, and a remake of Lockout from Halo 2 called Blackout.
And good maps. And
they're fantastic. They have a playlist that is just for those three maps, if that's all you want to play. So I was doing a lot of that this week.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it was, and I had a fantastic round on Avalanche where it was capture the flag, and like these guys on my team and I just managed to pull off like the perfect flag capture. Where, you know, you drive up and three guys in the Warthog, one guy gets out, grabs the flag, runs out, he gets picked up, and you finish the capture. Like it was like poetic. It was so perfect.
Nice.
Okay, just don't go into one of your really long flag carrying stories.
You can
those are always the worst.
You can view the video on my film share.
No, I will not.
Actually, well, a neat thing too is this. I just remembered this. Apparently, if you buy the map packs for the duration that the map packs still cost money, because this will eventually be free, but they give you that Bungie Pro thing for free with the map pack. That gives you more space and slots in your file share.
And, okay.
I didn't know.
I didn't know what a Bungie Pro was.
You could pay like $10 a year to get like way more space on that. I don't know who does that, but yeah. I got it for getting the map. So I was like, oh, neat.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
I also played. I was in the beta for Mythos, which is a action RPG from the guys who made Hellgate London, who are actually the guys who made Diablo. I've been in this beta since December and didn't finally play it till this week, and it's really, really great.
I still haven't played a Diablo clone that I've liked.
This might be the one.
I mean, really? Because, I mean, I just love Diablo 2, but...
So, what this game is as they were making Hellgate London, they decided they needed a way to quickly test all these new, like the technology, the networking, the graphics. So, they got a guy who was going to work at their studio, but then couldn't. He formed a satellite studio, and they made this. And realized it was so good that it should be its own game. And it's probably better than Hellgate London is.
That's sad.
So it plays just like Diablo. Point and click. Hold down the mouse button. Attack your enemies. There's four races. Three classes. But like the classes have a lot of variety in their three skill trees. That like there's one class that it's like the warrior and necromancer in one. But you can focus on just one of the particular skill trees.
Yeah.
And massive multiplayer. Kind of works like Guild Wars did. It's great. I love it. And when it comes out, it's closed beta now, then it'll be open beta, and when it's out, it's free to play.
I might give it a shot.
Yeah.
I might do some PC gaming for a change. Like, the closest thing I've done to PC gaming was playing a Super Nintendo ROM on my PC. Alright. Well, is that it?
I know there was something else.
Pixel John Monsters!
Downloading the demo for it as we speak. Well, it should be downloaded.
Expansion pack next week. Got Rainbow on every level. I love that game.
I do want to try that.
Now that is that the game that's basically like tower defense?
Yes.
Okay.
I also played a lot of the demo for MLB 08 The Show on PSP.
I just tried the PS3 version.
What'd you think?
It seemed good.
Yeah.
I'd like to rent it, maybe play it with you. I haven't played a baseball game in a while. Maybe I'll play that instead of watching the Indians lose.
Yeah, I reviewed that for the site.
Oh yeah?
What'd you give it?
8.4. Maybe that was a little high now looking back on it.
You always feel like that.
Yeah.
Have you been doing a lot of reviews? I haven't really been keeping up with it.
I did Hot Shots Golf on the PS3, which I love that game.
I like that series,
like,
too.
The only sports
like,
game
I like Cam
love.
A lot.
I'm hoping their Wii one might be good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should just... You know what, Pat? I want to play Hot Shots. AJ, let's go rent Hot Shots Golf after this, and MLB.
Okay.
Oh, sweet. I just want to play some... I got a DualShock 3 controller, so I want to... play some games now on PS3.
Nice.
Hot Shot Golf would be fun. Mm-hmm. I was in the mood during the Masters.
Actually, I don't think it has DualShock support yet.
Well, whatever. So, you know.
Yeah, still awesome.
It'll be fun. Oh, did I do any... yeah, that's about it. I mean, God, we're already running along. We should move forward.
Alright.
Alright.
Downloadable game releases from last week. So, on the Wii Virtual Console, we have the already aforementioned Mega Turrican.
Hooray.
And the Sega Master System Classic Fantasy Zone.
What is Fantasy Zone?
I don't know what it is.
Is there a Sega Master System game that any of us are ever going to buy?
Ghostbusters.
No. There you go. Maybe it'll come out to coincide with the new game.
I hope not.
Ghostbusters.
Xbox Live Arcade saw Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, what the hell is this?
Did you guys play this?
No, I just heard about it.
It's like WarioWare. It's terrible.
It's like, it's awful. And then if you have a live vision camera plugged in, there's some games that use that too. The detection is the worst thing ever. Like, it's like, there was the one where it's like, Bullwinkle's there like a bow and arrow. You had to point your hand at the bullseye. I'm waving my hand like an idiot. This thing will not find my hand or place it. It was awful. Just Rocket. Terrible. And like, and the problem was, like, what makes WarioWare so fun is the pace of the game.
Yeah.
But like, after every mini game, it like stops, gives you a little screen, loads the next one. It's just, ugh. Ugh.
I feel bad for an who bought that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who the hell in the right mind is using the Rocky and Bullwinkle license for anything?
Yeah.
Rocky and Bullwinkle? Like, why don't you go make a Pink Panther game or something? Battlezone. What the hell is Battlezone?
You know that game. That was the really old vector graphics based arcade game with the tanks, and they have the original and the evolved version. It's what it is. Whatever.
I like how that's always the word for like these like retro games.
Well, that's
like,
Atari's word is evolved. All the Atari ones are evolved, and they're still terrible.
Yeah,
they're evolved, but not much.
So the PlayStation Network, we got Gran Turismo 5 Prologue.
You know, these games are always like they always come out, and I'm always like, oh, new Gran Turismo. Wait, I don't like Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
I should be excited.
I love Gran Turismo, but I'm holding off right now on buying it for a little while.
You'd rather wait and spend $20
to
get the
full
game?
I think I might be reviewing it for the site, if so, I'll have to get it. But if not, I'm just going to hold off because GTA is just going to dominate everything. Like all this classic gaming, I'm not going to do that once GTA comes
out. Ashes isn't going to send the game to you?
I don't know. We're talking it out.
Right.
It just irks me that, I mean, yes, it's very complete, but it's still not all of GTA 5, or GT 5, and it's $40. 30 maybe. 40, that seems too high.
Well, is it two-thirds of what GTA 5 will be?
The thing is that it has like 70 cars. That's more than you'll get in games like Need for Speed. Like, if you compare it to any other racer, I think even for $40, it's better than what you'll get for $60 for other games like Forza.
Yeah.
Which I might get hate for that, but oh well, I hate Forza.
I might be confusing it with another game. Isn't there like no voice chat in this?
Oh, there's voice chat. Oh, wait, okay. wait. I think they said they're going to patch that in later.
They're going to patch it. They're going to patch in damage. It's like, why? It's like the game's not done yet, but they're releasing it anyway.
Well, they've done this with every Gran Turismo. They've never hyped it this much as a game.
Yeah, a lot of the prologues didn't make it to America, right?
Yeah, and the fact that there's 16-player online and it runs really well, like, that's enough for me.
Wait. This isn't a new concept, this whole prologue thing?
No, they've been doing Japan for almost every one, I think.
Yeah, I think starting with 3. 3 and 4 did it, and now 5's mm-hmm. doing it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And then, rounding out, Game Tap, Alien Shooter Vengeance, Dark Matter, and Dracula Twins.
Well, why is your description for all three of these shoot everything that moves?
Oh, well, I get my Game Tap list from Joystick, and it's just what they have. I just copy and paste it.
That's pretty lazy, Edge guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's
go to some real games.
I'll take us through the real games. I don't know if we have anything really. We got NBA Ballers, the chosen one for PS3 and Xbox 360 on April 21st. This is basically NBA Street, right?
Yeah, it's whatever Midway's version.
Okay, right. Midway's version of that game. So you know that's what that is. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon: Explorers of Darkness for the DS, April 20th.
Are you guys? Have you guys ever heard the term a roguelike?
Rogue?
No.
That's what I do. I learned that term like 3 weeks ago, and now I hear it like every day.
Well, it's just some. I mean, this is the Mystery Dungeon series has been going on for a while.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess like a roguelike is an RPG where you're just working your way. It's like Diablo. You're working your way down layers of a dungeon,
mm-hmm.
and I guess Persona would be kind of like one too.
Right. All right. First off, there's also the other version of Mystery Dungeon Explorers of Time coming out on DS. They're both coming out on the DS this time. It's not one GBA and one DS.
Right.
Persona 3 FPS is coming out April 22nd. I'm still a little upset. I still don't understand how this works.
I think it's actually, there's like mission bonus stuff that's after the ending.
Right, but can I...
Is this the PS3?
Can I buy this? Yeah, no, PS2. No, even Persona 4 is coming out on PS2, so Persona's going to be PS2 bound for a while. But am I going to be able to use my Persona 3 save file with this?
I don't know.
Wait, I thought Persona was coming to PS3.
No. Persona...
One of those RPGs that someone was all mad that they were going to do, like, new HD graphics, but the sprites
were going to
be... Oh,
that's Disgaea. That's Disgaea.
My bad.
Yeah, because it's like HD backgrounds, but the sprites are still from the PS2 version.
That's silly,
looks...
Mark. Don't you know Disgaea from a Persona?
Oh, I'm going to be hated now.
Oh. By the way... Namco Gamer Day, Tales of, what's that new one called? Vesperia?
Mm-hmm.
I'm digging it.
All right.
Okay. Turok finally came out for the PC April 22nd. Well, thank God.
Sold a million copies.
Yay.
Somebody likes it.
For Turok.
What the hell is
Battle
this?
Of the Bands for Wii. April 20- You never heard of this?
No.
April 21st. You know, the guy, one of the guys who worked on this, he was on a Game Trailers thing once.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it looks Rock Band-like, except, you know, it's all with the Wiimote. It Weird. Might be kind of interesting. It looks... I mean, it's not... I don't think... Don't write it off as much as you want to.
Okay.
Let's give it a shot. See what how it reviews.
If it thinks it's going to beat Alvin and the Chipmunks for the Wii, it's got another thing coming.
Target Terror for the Wii.
This is the best cover art ever.
Wait, what, let me see this.
It's just a picture of a terrorist with like a ski mask holding a gun, and there's like a sniper target over him because they're targeting the terror.
Oh, I get it. Target
What's
Terror.
This
Target Terror.
I'm
the description on GameSpot here says, blast hordes of evildoers and make the world a safer place.
I never heard the word evildoers associated with terrorists before.
You don't listen to George Bush talk much, do you?
No. Evildoers. What? It's like... They're in league with, like, Muggsley and, what's that guy's name?
Oh, Dick Dastardly.
Dick Dastardly.
Oh, God, I love that show.
Yeah.
I know.
There should be, like, a Wacky Racer with like, terrorists.
I think
one
there's
of the
a
cars.
Wacky Racer video game.
Yeah, right. That was one on the Dreamcast. That was, like, the first cel-shaded game.
I do remember
before
that.
Jet Set Radio.
Yeah. Dream Pinball 3D for April 22nd. Wii and DS.
I hope it's 3D.
God, I like, we're still making, like, just normal pinball games. Like, if it's a Metroid pinball,
some do
I get
well.
It.
That one on Xbox Live Arcade, a lot of people like.
Xbox Live Arcade is one thing. I retail product.
Why are you standing?
I stood up to look at Target Terror better, and I'm kind of comfortable standing right now.
Okay.
Okay.
It's kind of intimidating, but all right, keep going.
Chameleon for the PSV. Puzzle game, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
River King, Mystic Valley, DS, April 22nd. This is a series,
genre,
right?
There's a lot coming out this week I didn't know about.
Yeah, there's just nothing very good.
Wild Earth, African Safari for the Wii, April 22nd. Hey, what the hell happened to Africa?
Oh, yeah.
Coming.
For the PS3? Is it? It better be coming.
Yeah, they're going to have more at E3 from what I hear. It's,
I
want to
see
it's
them
coming.
I bet it's going to be awesome. You know, everyone else, go to hell. And I'm not being sarcastic. I bet it's going to be sweet.
I hope it's a first-person shooter. I'm kidding.
Shoot those wildebeest. The Red Star. April 23rd for the Wii.
Isn't this a wasn't this an Xbox and PS2 game?
I don't know. Isn't this a... I thought the Red Star was the name of an anime, but maybe...
No,
I don't think this is.
Yeah, well, that came off the anime.
Hey, I just thought Africa could be like Pokemon Snap for the PS3. That'd be cool.
That's what I kind of thought it was going to be like.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I'd be down with that.
Pokemon Snap was fun.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for the game releases. Nothing I'm going to be getting this week.
Me neither.
I don't think it, no. You're not going to get anything real high profile.
Unless it's called Grand Theft Auto. I'm not getting it.
Yeah, because we have Grand Theft Auto, and I feel like there's another big release coming.
Mario Kart.
Oh yeah, Mario Kart.
Sunday. I think it'll get crushed.
Mario Kart.
Well,
it'll do,
I take that back.
I don't.
It'll do fine because it's a Wii game.
It'll do fine, okay. But it won't do anywhere near as well as Smash Bros. Did.
Oh no.
Well, I mean, even Mario Galaxy was kind of disappointing when you think about sales wise.
Yeah. Just,
especially in Japan, anyways.
Wasn't Zelda disappointing, too?
Actually, I don't know. I think Zelda did okay for itself.
Yeah, because it pretty much had a one-to-one attach rate with the console at launch.
No, I think Zelda did okay for itself.
I think if the sales figures weren't good for it, it's just because there wasn't enough hardware.
That's the one thing that does sound kind of neat about Mario Kart for the Wii is the fact that you can use your Miis in the game.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
But I'm still just mad how they just took away features from Double Dash.
Yeah, it's they dumbed it down a bit.
Right. All right, let's go to the 411 on 411. Mm. And as always, we're going to start with the 10th hour Derek Robbins list. And this week it is top 10 most memorable moments in gaming. Now, first off, I think there's no way he's going to get everyone to agree with a list like that.
No. Of course not.
No. So, I mean, I'll just say if I think these moments are memorable or not.
Yeah.
Number 10 is the Super Smash Bros. Melee introduction. And I just want to say, I want to say when I first saw this thing back, this was also, that video was also the teaser trailer for the game, basically, back when it was announced at E3 2001, probably. And I mean, it was pretty cool. That was the first time you saw all those Nintendo characters in CG or anything. And I mean, I don't know. I thought, I'll agree with him on this one.
Wait, most memorable moments ever?
In gaming, yep.
Oh,
top
God,
10
no.
most memorable moments in gaming.
I just have a lot of memories of that. Number 9, Supersonic.
That was cool.
First time you got Super Sonic.
I enjoyed it.
As much as a huge Sonic fan I am, no.
Well, what's your most memorable Sonic moment?
Falling
at the end of Sonic 2 and being saved by Tails?
No, I was hoping he was dead.
That's right.
But, oof. Wasn't there... Oh, God. There's something big, I think, that happened. Oh, when I thought Sonic died in Sonic Adventure 2, I was, like, clapping. But then... Because that would have been cool. I hate Sonic.
You know, maybe the race with Metal Sonic and...
Sonic CD.
Yeah, obvious, cool. But... Number 8 is the Metroid ending, the original Metroid, where you
finding out Samus is a woman.
I would put the Super Metroid ending before that. Or just the whole end sequence.
I would agree.
I mean, mainly because I knew Samus was a girl before I ever really played that, so...
How?
Whatever. I don't know. Like, I just never... I was like, fine. I couldn't beat Metroid. So, I didn't really follow that series until later in my life.
Okay.
And at which point, I mean, it was just a known fact. Number 7 is a Persona 3 introduction, which I think I'm the only person here to have seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really good introduction. I mean, I don't know about top moments. As far as introductions go, it's definitely one of the best. Great song. Very, Burn My Dread. Put that up.
I will say that Final Fantasy Versus 13, if you've seen the trailer, holy crap. I'm not an RPG fan, but they got my $60, guaranteed.
I know. Oh, I'm so glad you say that. That is one of the best teaser trailers I've ever seen. And normally, I'm one of the first people to poo-poo on trailers.
Yeah.
That's all CG. But, I mean, God, the atmosphere in that is just...
That guy kicked ass. Period.
Yeah. You know, there's... I think we talked about before, but there's a CD that came out with the composer who did that in Kingdom Hearts, like her best tracks. And the song from that trailer is on that CD.
Nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. Number 6 is the Star Fox 64 ending.
When Fox's father saved the day.
Oh, yeah. I kind of remember, so I guess it wasn't too memorable.
Father? Remember.
Oh, yeah. I remember the one part in the first Star Fox where, like, one of the bosses, you had to fly into something and then blow it up, kind of like the Death Star, basically.
Yeah.
But I remember it just looked really impressive when you were flying out of it, just back then. I don't remember why. I definitely agree with this one. World of Ruin from Final Fantasy VI. This is basically the midpoint of Final Fantasy VI, where Kefka actually does kind of destroy the world and take over for a while. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
All right, so please be vague on this next one for
me. Number 4, the ending of Metal Gear Solid 3. I mean, I brought it up earlier. Yeah, I would put that up there.
Yeah.
Okay, I still haven't beaten it. I plan to, so.
I don't... Was that your top Metal Gear moment, Mark?
Probably not.
What would be?
I don't know. There's so many that are so good.
Immediately, Gray Fox's death.
The most memorable moment is when on the PS1 you had to take out the controller to beat one of the bosses and put it in slot 2 because he was
Psycho Mantis.
Yes, that
I liked it when he moved the controller around on the floor.
Yeah, there were a lot of cool out of the box moments in Metal Gear Solid.
I also like Snake and Otacon's secret handshake in Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Number 3 is Hyrule 7 Years Later. So that's Ocarina of Time. I know, Mark, you probably already don't like that one. Number 2 is a battle with Gygas. This is from Earthbound. I mean, I think Derek's a huge Earthbound fan. Yeah, that comes across pretty clear from his list.
And all them every week.
Yeah. So number 1, Ares is gone. So Ares dies.
I agree with that. Maybe not.
I had that spoiled for me. So
again, it's hard for me to feel the impact of it because I played Final Fantasy VII
so a few months ago.
Fight. Yeah. It was memorable for me, maybe not, but I can see where they're going.
Yeah, I had that spoiled for me, so when it happened, I was like, oh, there it is.
Right.
And I have a problem with this for kind of the same reason I have a problem with San Andreas' story. I'm like, so she got stabbed, give her Phoenix down. Like, what's the problem?
You need to stop worrying about video game
logic. I get screwed up in semantics, it's a problem.
You think way too hard.
I know. Okay, I'm not letting you read the honorable mentions, because there's a Chrono Trigger spoiler in there.
Crap.
And I don't want you to ruin it like a day before you beat the game. So.
Man, that'd be ironic. The game's been out for over 10 years.
Yeah,
and I read the spoiler. We were
like an hour from beating it. So yeah, don't worry. I took the bullet for you.
All right. Well, but there's like 15 different endings.
Yeah, but this seems pretty definitive.
All right. Does it say Chrono dies? Because that's just one of the endings.
Maybe.
Don't worry about it. I know about it. That's not what you think. There's actually a point in the game where Chrono is dead and you kind of have to go on a side quest to revive him. And if you want to, you can go beat the boss during that point.
Oh, okay. Well, that must be what he was talking about.
Yeah. After I beat the game, I wanted to YouTube all the other endings. Right. They are. There's like, I guess actually there's a point where after you beat the game, you start the game over. And there's like a point where like in the very beginning when you're just Chrono, you can go and beat the game again. And the ending you get for that is you like just put in a room with pixel like all the developers, you know, and they're all pixel characters. You just go talk to them.
Huh.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed.
I'm thinking of maybe moments I would have put in. There are a lot of Half-Life 2 moments. I would definitely put in the end of last level of Half-Life 2 when you get the super gravity gun.
Yeah, end of episode 2 is definitely on that list.
Yeah, end of episode 2 for sure.
I want to say entering Rapture for the first time in Bioshock was big for me.
Honorable mention.
I'm trying to think of other things. Like I said before, Super Metroid, the final boss of Mother Brain, and that just rocks my world.
I would say in he had it in his honorable mentions by finding out you're Darth Revan and KOTOR.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Oh, this one maybe is a little out of the box, but Jumping Jack Flash from Elite Beat Agents.
Yeah, I will agree.
That was pretty cool stuff. I mean, yeah, again, that's something you need a lot of time to think about.
Yes.
And I mean, it's a list, obviously, we're not going to ever be able to agree with.
Yeah, that's more personal.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's, you know, Derek's content. But who are we to say he is right or wrong?
Yes, that's a pretty subjective
point. I'm sure the reader comments say that he's wrong. They get
I'm sure they will.
They will. You always have that. But I'll tell you, he always gets, like, those top 10 lists or stuff like that, they always get the most comments because people, you know, they just love
them. Yeah, he beats me out barely every week and I just cringe like, oh, you bastard.
Maybe we should have Derek on the podcast.
Maybe we should. He's more popular than Mark.
That's right.
Oh, I'm going to kill him. He's not more popular if he's dead.
That's true.
Actually, no. Sometimes people are more popular after they die.
That's, yeah.
And not if they're killed by me.
You'll be more popular because you'll be a murderer.
All right. What else we have on
411? All right. So, Rod Orzechowski has his achievement unlock column. He does some reader mail and he talks about a tool that you can use to find people cheating for achievements.
That's never been a big concern for me. Like, damn those people! It's just not fair!
Well, that was loud.
Yeah, who cares about achievements?
Our younger brother did for a while.
Yeah, he beat Spider-Man Friend or Foe 8 times to get every achievement in that game.
That is just sad.
That's just the bottom of the barrel.
And no, my brother's not, like, younger or anything. He's like, he's 19, yeah.
Let's see. Owayne J. Brimfield in the Wonder Years column, it talks about a robotic Avenger. I don't know what he's talking about.
It's a little like Wally, he says, with guns. More guns.
Jordan Williams, in his working title column, entitled Blowing It Up this week, talks about all the Resident Evil 5 racism controversy.
Yeah, always says sticky issues.
And he also talks about, is EA really evil for trying to buy Take-Two, or are we just reading too deep into it?
No, they're more of a corporation, but you know.
Yeah, I think that's over.
Yeah, that's, you know what, I always think, there's always things that, like, we attach to, like, oh, these are the current news stories. Like, I was so pissed off back when, like, every day there was some story on guitar compatibility on Rock Band and Guitar Hero for the PS3. Yeah, I'm like, whoa, let's get over this. God.
We got a Fact or Fiction with Joe Roche and Raymond Aranda.
Hey, the next Fact or Fiction might be going up. It might be up by the time this comes out. Is me and AJ, actually.
Yeah.
Nice.
We have a perfect 0 for 6 in agreements.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We didn't agree on a single point.
Has that ever happened before?
Not for the games, I don't think. Others. All right. Yeah, I think. Other sites. Part of the sites.
Yeah, I'm sure some of the other ones. Sports, probably. What about Beyond the Report? What's going on there? Why don't you tell us, Mark?
Well, that's a good question. I just wrote this Tuesday's column today. I like to write it on Sunday and then add the things that happened Monday after I finish the main thing. So,
jeez.
Talk about what I wrote for Tuesday?
Whatever you want to do.
Just pimp yourself a bit. Have fun.
All right. I'm a great writer. But I wrote about, this week, I wrote the top 10 worst PlayStation Network titles. I wrote about games like Ghost Sports, all of those, the Ghost Sports Ski, Ghost Sports Skydiving, a skydiving video game.
You've actually played those?
I own them, sad to say.
Oh my god. You are truly dedicated to your craft.
Oh, me and my friend, I have a friend who's in North Dakota. We play all the crappy Wii games from Data Design Interactive, if that rings a bell. They make just terrible Wii games and we can't get enough of it.
Well, you know, that's why they keep making them, because of people like you.
You're part of the problem, Mark.
But I love it. I love playing shitty games to counteract the good ones.
That's interesting. I love watching shitty movies. So it's hard to say. Did you see In the Name of the King, by the way, Mark?
No.
A Dungeon Siege Tale? Oh, beautiful.
You're going to go see Postal, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to see Postal. You know what? I still say, you know, everyone's always upset at Yui. You know what?
It's pronounced Uwe.
Whatever. Who the hell cares if he makes a Postal movie or a Dungeon Siege movie? Come on. It's not like, oh, by the way, we didn't talk about this.
My problem with him is not even so much with his movies. I just think he's so full of himself, and I just want that guy to
It's part of his character. It's part of he has a persona.
Yeah, I don't mind him.
You guys see the that Metroid movie rumor now? They're saying that's gonna get announced at Comic-Con.
Huh.
Wasn't this a rumor from like 3 years ago or 4 years ago?
Aren't there multiple Comic-Cons? They just did a New York one and they had a new Batman trailer.
I think the San Diego one, the big one. If that is the big one. But, I don't know. I mean, the only John Woo movie I've ever seen is Hulk, which was not good. See, I just hate anybody who makes a video game movie off of a big franchise. We do not need those.
Yeah.
I do not want a Metal Gear Solid movie. I don't want a Metroid movie.
I want to see a Portal movie. Maybe I'm the only one. Because I think GLaDOS would translate well.
I think I like this.
I think Portal's too much of a video game experience. I don't know how well it would work as a movie.
That's a good question. I think the concept of portals, people going through. So I haven't really seen that in a movie.
What about Jump? Jumpers.
Yeah.
Kind of like it.
Never heard of it.
That was the one with the guy who played Anakin Skywalker, and he was like a teleporter, and Samuel Jackson tried to stop him.
I'll have to look that one up too. I'll make a list.
All right.
Jumper, is that horrible pyramid movie?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no, that thing was terrible. A superhero who jumps? That's like The Flash.
No, he doesn't. It's not jumping, like, leaping in the air. He teleports.
He's like the Nightcrawler.
Shouldn't he just kill
all those bad guys when they're sleeping?
Exactly.
They never sleep, Mark. I don't know.
Now I'm thinking too hard.
Well, let's move to the mail barrel. We have one email from Mark.
From who?
So I'm going to read it. Because you sent us,
cool.
You sent us the one like as we were recording. It was pretty timely because we didn't have anything for last week.
Weird.
Yeah, and then you sent this one like right after we were done recording, so we do it now. So here's what you said. I know this is the third email tonight, but I actually just re-listened to part of the podcast. And Mike said something that was very interesting to me. Mike said that Eggman and Dr. Robotnik were two different characters, which I didn't know what he means. Robotnik was always called Eggman in Japan, and from Adventure and then on, they just wanted to call him Eggman in America as well. You can find rare instances where he's referred to as Ivor Robotnik and Eggman as just a nickname. Sonic and friends gave him, and he just went with it. Can Mike please explain what he means by Eggman and Robotnik being different characters? I know the original voice actor for Robotnik died, but in storyline terms, as far as I know, they've always been the same person, whether it's the game made in America, Sonic 2 and 3, or Japan, 1, CD, Adventure, Sonic 2006... I say storyline terms, meaning this game, since no offense, but Sega has said in the past that the comics and TV shows aren't officially canon to the
games. That's for you, AJ.
Oh, I know. It makes me sad that it's not. Although, the comic book characters did show up in Sonic Spinball.
True. But, I mean, this is just something I heard somewhere else. And, I mean, when I heard it, it kind of made sense. I wish I could remember for you. But, I mean, I kind of questioned it a little bit myself. Let's go ahead.
In the game he died?
No, I don't think he died. I think it was, I don't know. Like, I think what they were saying was that starting with Sonic Adventure, it was Eggman. Like, they called him, and they were different characters. Maybe this was wishful thinking on that guy's part. That was just something I heard from him. You know what? I meant to look this up more before this, and I didn't. I'll try to look into it a little
that
bit.
That was my assumptions. He's still Ivor Robotnik, just Sonic to be cool. Sega's vision of cool gave him a stupid nickname.
But they, yeah, and you're right. They always called him Eggman in Japan.
Yeah.
I think. And, you know, also, I remember Sonic Adventure 2. They kind of went into his backstory more.
Ivor Robotnik, cool name. Eggman, stupid.
Retarded.
He is a man who looks like an egg.
Yeah, but like, why would he call himself that? He goes, I'm the Great Eggman. It's like, oh, what are you doing?
Sega's so out of touch with today's youth.
They so are.
You ever hear on YTMND the Sega rap?
No.
Sega rap YTMND. Looking that one up.
Yeah, there was, because YTMND, they were going to, like, Sega of Europe was going to sue them.
Oh, I remember.
Because they had, Sonic stuff on there. And the one guy made this rap. It was just pretty funny.
Is it still up?
Yeah, it should be up somewhere.
All right, I'll go and search that.
Yeah, I'll try to. If you can't find it, just send me. My virus database has been updated. Thank you, Avos. But if you can't find it, just send me an email and I'll look for it for you.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, I guess that's technically the show. How long are we?
Wow,
that's a record.
We are approaching the 2 hour mark.
That's a record for us.
That's 1UP.com life level.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's, I think I was just criticizing longer podcasts a little bit ago, too.
See what adding that third person does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind as much because I do it while playing games like Pixel Junk where I can multitask listening and playing.
See, I don't even listen to as many podcasts anymore. Not that everyone else shouldn't, but we used to live right by a woods, and I used to always listen while I went for a walk. But
I do that, too, in the summer.
Yeah, it's beautiful, but it's so lovely.
I drive a lot, so that's why I listen to him.
Oh, yeah. But I gotta get back in touch.
Yep. Well, once the weather clears up, you can continue walking in the woods and such things.
Any final thoughts, parting words, Mark?
Read my column, Beyond the Report,
at foreignmania.com. By the way, I wanted to thank you again for bringing up my affiliation with the Six Axis history.
Oh, yeah, as brief as it was.
That's right. That was important.
Oh, this has been fun. We'll have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, Mark,
ask you, why did you stop writing the 360 report?
You know, it just kind of happened. It was just one thing too many. And then
you chose more to focus on your wrestling.
And, you know, remember how whoever it was who was in charge of it?
Ashish or Raymond? Ramen?
Right. It switched, and I never really got in contact with the new guy.
Ramen, I just got in contact with him recently. For a while, I joked in my column, like, whoever's in charge at 411, I'll get a hold of him.
Right, yeah. Yeah. But,
No offense to him, he's good and such. And so is the new 360 writer, Joe. It's just for a while, I had no idea what was going on.
Right. We will not talk ill of 411 on record.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, why don't we close it up, and again, visit us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. Be sure to check out Mark's column, Beyond the Report. That's on 4-1 Games. What day of the week is that updated, Mark?
Goes up Monday night, so it's a Tuesday column.
Okay, yeah, so check
that out.
So
very late Monday night or just Tuesday.
Your new one will probably be out around the same time this podcast goes up then, so be sure to check that out.
Monday night.
Also, me and AJ are going to be on this week's Fact or Fiction.
Yeah,
that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think it came off real well, so please check that out. Again, email me at tolkilto@gmail.com. Email AJ at adguy711@gmail.com so we can keep it doing the
mail barrel.
All right, everyone, thanks for listening, and have a good week. Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye, Mark.
Goodbye, everybody.
And we out.